football is on air. Tonight's game against Lewis is made possible by Collier Construction, Street John's United Church of Christ, Cakey Egg Farm, Burton Friends and Neighbors, J&J Packing, Boker AG Service, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, ACL Construction, Kiki's Family Daryl, Katie and Trent, DDM Pipe and Steel, Burton Meat Processing, Mike Leonard with Apple Ford, Andrea Holly with Edward Jones, Blinn College, Burton Chamber of Commerce, Filters By and By, Larry Pape Construction, Brenham National Bank, Sandtown Catering, TNT Car Wash, Bluebell Aquatic Center, Tradewind Physical Therapy, LA Road Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Market Realty, Burton ISD. We'll go to your host, Dean Erickson and Daryl Kiki, for the pregame after these words from our sponsors.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now with the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we
barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust, DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Go Fight Win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication you all provide throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment and encourage the community to shop and look local. For more info, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football season. Make us proud, Panthers.
Kiki alongside you tonight for high school football on KWHI.com. We have a matchup tonight between the 4-2 Louise Hornets and the 2-4 Burton Panthers. Daryl, they come off of a win from a week ago to our Big Red and trying to get the ship righted, point in the right direction. It took a 100-plus yard and para-touchdown performance from Tyrone Gilman to get the job done last week. And I feel like, Daryl, we're probably going to have to see a lot of that ground game again tonight against Louise.
Absolutely. Tyrone's going to carry the ball. Big dude, wants the ball. He's a punishing runner, keeps those legs driving. When he's open, I mean, gets a lane to run through, not too many of these guys want to get in his face.
Absolutely. And Coach Hody is definitely a very smart gamer himself and keeps a lot of things close to his chest. But we just saw something in warm-ups that might be a preview of things to come concerning young freshman Caden Patterson.
Yeah, we just saw in warm-ups just then a young man threw the ball really well and stuff. So, you know, maybe, you know, this is the time when him and Coach Smith start opening it up and getting, you know, you start thinking about the playoffs now. You have to practice it before you get to the playoffs. A lot of people in a few years, you know, we tried to hide a little bit of that, but you have to do it in a game situation and stuff to know and build that confidence up, in my opinion. And this young man looked good out there. I know he didn't have a rush coming on him, but he threw a very tight spiral, dead on, and, you know, might be something to look for here in this game?
Oh, plenty of storylines to get to in this pregame show. We'll take a short break and get right back at it. It's Burton and Louise in high school football action tonight from El Campo. This game originally scheduled to be played in Louise, but due to weather and some circumstances around the field at Louise, the game moved to El Campo as of yesterday. So we're here and set up in the home of the Rice Birds with a big Go Big Red banner on the far sideline. The Rice Birds of El Campo High School colors also red and white. Feels like a Burton home game. Just maybe about an hour and a half south of town. We'll be back with more pregame coverage tonight on KWHI.com right after this.
Buying or selling real estate is one of the largest financial decisions most people have to make. To help you make the right decision, you want a knowledgeable, experienced, and licensed realtor as your partner. This is Susan Keel, owner of Market Realty, Inc. Any agent can open a lockbox or show property, and it doesn't take much skill to sell property when the market is strong. My team at Market Realty will get you the best price under any market conditions because we have more licenses and experience than any other company in the area. With offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Palacios, Market Realty's team includes brokers, agents, general certified appraiser, tax consultant, and auctioneer.
Hello, this is Roger Chambers.
Hi, this is Gabriel Means.
Hi, this is Diane Horseman.
Hi, this is Cooper Raley.
Hello, this is Donna Hobbs.
Hi, this is Cheryl Stork.
Hi, this is Cassie Heron.
Hi, this is Jessica Flores.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate, trust the team at Market Realty. You can find us online at MarketRealty.com or on Facebook.
Hi, this is Burn Varsity Cheer. I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm Co-Captain Allie Biggs.
I'm Madeline Dixon.
And I'm Emily Griffith.
Ready? B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go, Burton. B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go, Burton. We want to wish the 2023 Burton Varsity Football Team an amazing season.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Panthers football team a great season. Go Panthers!
Free game coverage continues on KWHI.com. Dean Erickson and Daryl Kiki joining you from high atop El Campo High School's football field, home of the Rice Birds, home of the Louise Hornets tonight, Daryl, as they take on our Burton Panthers in tonight's matchup. Now, we mentioned a young freshman, Caden Patterson, getting some reps in pregame at quarterback, and that's interesting of note because in speaking to Coach Hody before the game on the sideline, he did mention to us that regular starting quarterback Colby Beck will not play. Could possibly not play on offense tonight due to a high ankle sprain.
Yeah, I think you could see him laboring when he was running out there in warm-ups and stuff. And, you know, you don't want to be overconfident, but we should be able to take care of business tonight. This is going to be a good experience because a high ankle sprain, you know, them cats that get paid millions of dollars, they lay down for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Here, this country boy, he's going to play defense.
Yep.
And stuff, and we're going to get after it. But, you know, maybe he's going to do some reps there. Drayton's going to probably get the start, I'm pretty sure. And if we can get this ground game going, and, you know, they've got a good running back also. And we were talking to Coach Hody and kind of remember the game last year that – he took a few licks and kind of laid down. So let's hope Tyrone and the red defense can pop him a few times and that he maybe didn't grow up and he's going to lay down again. And then we can have a fun blowout night.
Well, that would be ideal, especially for this Burton Panther faithful that's still 20 minutes ahead of kickoff. Travels very nicely, seeing quite a few red shirts filling the near side stands as we get ready for kickoff tonight. The running back that is of interest tonight for Louise High School for the Hornets is Tavion Kimball, a 6'1", 200-pound senior. He's a guy that has wreaked havoc on defenses this season so far for Louise, and tonight's mission for the Burton Panther defense – is basically load the box and stop the run.
Yeah. It's kind of going to be the same way that they do against us. You know, they have 10 men, virtually 10 men in the box. You can even call it almost 11 when they're playing against us because we want to run the ball also. So we're going to be looking at ourselves in the mirror virtually playing defense against them. So we're practicing every week against people loading the box, our defense. So this should make this game plan a little bit more easier.
Well, and tonight as well, just a picture-perfect night for football. Very little wind. We have a little bit of a breeze coming from end zone to end zone. So not a crosswind. It'll be a headwind or a tailwind as these teams make their way up and down the field tonight. But definitely still pretty much perfect football weather tonight. It's not too hot, not too cold. It's just about right.
You know, it's going to be a little bit of bite as the game goes on. You know, they're talking 50s in the morning and everything. And, you know, that's on the verge of Darrell's weather of being too cold and stuff. And you're going to love it being a Nebraska man wanting it snowing all the time and Mr. Tough Guy and everything. But, no, it's going to be a beautiful night. This is a beautiful feel. You know, this is what ours is going to look like here in a few months. They're making really good progress. You can tell now it's a feel and the track. They're getting everything going. Going to be very exciting when that gets done that we can set up in a press box here in Pantherland and don't have to travel all the time.
We'll have reserved seating for Darrell and Dean in the Burton press box.
D&D will have a name on the press box.
The D&D Express doing some high school football on KWHI.com. Pre-game coverage will continue. We're just about 18 minutes away from kickoff tonight from El Campo. It's Burton and Louise High School Football on KWHI.com. Back after this.
The Kiki family, Darrell, Katie, and Trent are excited to see all the Panther football players on the field again this season. The Kikis would like to thank all the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication to help build this great Burton football team. All of Burton is proud of you. Join the Kikis in their support of Burton High School, the Panthers football team, and all of the Burton Panther athletes. Go Panthers for another winning season.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
High school football on KWHI.com. Pre-game coverage continuing here from El Campo High School tonight as the Louise Hornets at 4-2 on the season will do battle tonight with your Burton Panthers coming in at 2-4 on the year. It's Dean Erickson, Darrell Kiki alongside you tonight from El Campo and getting ready for kickoff set for 7 o'clock tonight. So we're going to take a couple minutes here and talk a little bit about this Louise running back Tavion Kimball. We're going to talk a little bit about the defensive strategy for the Burton Panthers coming into this one tonight to try to stifle that rushing attack because really, on tape, Louise doesn't have a lot going their way outside of the run game.
No, that's about it. But, hey, they're 4-2 and stuff, so they do know how to win and everything. So you have to play them hard. You know, this cat here, maybe he grew up a year. You know, he definitely looks the part, very athletic, you know, but maybe we pop him a couple times again and say, hey, you don't want no more of this.
Well, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to meet him in a parking lot. He looks like he could take me on, and I'm a grown man, so mostly. Let's take a look at the schedule here for the Louise Hornets. Kind of give you an idea of where they've been this season and who they've come across. They shut out Danbury on the opening night back on August 25th, 26-0 to pick up their first win of the season. They then picked up a second win in a row against Bloomington on the road. So two straight road wins to start their season. That Bloomington game, a 27-18 win for Louise. And then they took on Brazos and lost that one 46-12, and then got shut out by Sacred Heart on the road 38-0. Got back on the winning track against Rungi back on September 22nd with a forfeit. And then Somerville was a win last week for the Hornets by a score of 29-22. Now, last week, were you at the game last week?
No, didn't make that one last week and everything, but heard that, you know, the big part of the game was our running game. And as we did the other game, the other week, we know that's where we start. And we want to grind. We want to pound. We want to wear you down. And here and there, hit a big play and stuff. And maybe that's where it's going to come in with Caden coming in with throwing the ball. Mm-hmm. You know, the way they had them in warm-ups, we were splitting them out, everybody wide, and throwing the deep ball. And, you know, that'll open up the run and everything, get the safety from being right there in the box, that he has to respect the run. But it's one of them games where we got to take care of business. We can't take them lightly, because they're going to come out here and think they have a chance too, since we're on the bottom side of 2-4. They're on the top side of 4-2. And so they're going to come in here saying, you know, this Burton team isn't what it used to be and everything. You know, we are growing. You lose 9 really good starters, Dean, from last year's team, really good starters. And that's hard on any program. I don't care what level you're at. You lose 9 starters, the quality of the kids and the athletes. It's hard. And I said it the last game. We've been very blessed here of over 20 years of having teams that when you started the season, you knew you were going to be knocking on the door of we're going to Jerry World. Mm-hmm. And so 20 years, that's pretty much unheard of, but that's a true statement. And, you know, we lose those 9 starters. We got younger kids coming out here. So it's going to take a little bit more effort, a little more growing pains. And I think the way that they're talking now, a few of them growing pains have turned in, I'm not a freshman anymore. I'm closer to that sophomore. And I used to say always, age didn't make a difference. But truthfully, it does. You got a 14-year-old playing against an 18- or 19-year-old.
Yeah.
The maturity level is just so much different, as we're going to see. You know, when Tyrone comes out of here in his uniform and that running back for them comes out in his uniform, that's 2 grown men.
Yep.
Okay? And if you're a freshman, you know, you're probably a buck 50 and stuff.
Dripping wet.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You're sitting there and thinking, oh, my, I'm supposed to hit this big cat. Yeah, this is football.
I'm going to bounce off of him.
Yeah, but hit him low.
We're about 11 minutes away from kickoff here from El Campo High School as Burton takes on Louise tonight. And these Panthers trying to pick up win number 3 on the season. We're going to take another break here on our pregame show. You've got high school football tonight on KWHI.com. Back after this.
When you're ready to build your dream home, see Larry at Poppy Construction. Larry Poppy Construction specializes in residential custom homes. Call for an estimate at 277-8806 today. Larry and Ann Poppy send best wishes to the Burton football team for another great winning season. They are proud to support the Burton Panthers in their regular season play and thank the players, coaches, and parents for all their hard work this season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Panthers!
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports Burton ISD and the Panther football team. They'd like to salute the football team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information, call 979-451-3441. Go Panthers, win! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Burton Panthers football team and is pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Panther football game. The owners at Kiki Eggs Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocer or convenience store and finer food markets. Good luck to the Burton Panthers. Go Big Red!
KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7, KWHI.com. Coverage of high school football tonight on KWHI.com. It's Dean and Daryl with you tonight from El Campo High School. Wow, that was very terrifying for a second. I thought we just got disconnected. I was like, no! I touched the phone one time, but no, we're good.
You didn't panic, big boy.
We're still on the radio, man. The internet. We are closing in on kickoff, 9 minutes away from getting this one underway between the 2-4 Burton Panthers and the 4-2 Louise Hornets. Now, tonight, I'm thinking offensively for Burton, I mean, everything runs through the defensive side of the ball. If you're Burton, you stop the run, get off the field on third down, you give yourself a chance. And offensively, if they can establish some semblance of a run game against this Louise defense, maybe move the ball a little bit, open up the play action pass. We've seen there's a couple arms on this team. I mean, you know, don't sleep on Drayton Oaks throwing the football as well. No. He's got a nice arm, too.
Absolutely. And then the guys up front, we haven't talked about them either, but, Finner, the guy's been there, Oshenbeck, all these guys up front, they're doing a heck of a job of opening holes at times. When we get physical and we're at the same level, if we meet up with the team head to head that are as big as us and as physical as us, it makes it tougher.
Yes.
But these cats here, they can be nasty when they want to. You watch, mark my words, you watch during the game, you're going to see 72 about 15 yards down the field, and he's going to be driving his dude in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you want to see as a coach, your offensive lineman, not taking that first, finishing that first man, go get that second one and looking for the third one. And Finner does that. Oshenbeck has done a great job at center. Schulte and the rest of the guys up front of opening up holes. We're going to have that tonight. We're going to have to give Tyrone that time to get them first few steps going and not being hit in the backfield when they're handing the ball off. To me, that's going to be so important tonight.
Well, and the other thing, too, if you remember, if you were with us for the Schulenberg broadcast a couple of weeks back, the biggest story that night was a lot of injuries. There were a lot of guys that were unavailable for Burton. We can confirm that really everyone's available in one capacity or another for the most part. The only exception possibly could be Colby Beck, only playing on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, Schubert, he's out. He had the ribs and it got into the lung and stuff, and so I think he might be done for the season and stuff, and they're missing his leadership in the backfield and everything.
Well, and you mentioned the backfield. It's interesting you bring that up because Christopher Young was doing some work in the backfield in pregame as well.
Yes, and that, to me, this kid transferred in, and he just looks like an athlete also.
Yeah.
When some kids, when they're just in their shirts and their shorts out there, it's another athlete. But when they put the pads on, that cat looks like a football player. And to me, he's one of the guys out there that looks like a football player. And they're going to need him. That's another wrinkle to pick up some of the slack for Kobe and Tyrone. That, if you're just keying on one guy, it's pretty easy to shut that cat down.
Yeah.
If you have a couple of athletes on your defense, if you can win the battle up front, that you have most of the time those two dudes are going to be your linebackers, and they're going to be able to just fly to the ball if you're winning up front. So what we have to do, we have to win that battle up front and have that hole that he can get a second gear and keep it rolling.
We're about 4 minutes away from kickoff. We're going to take a couple more breaks here with our pregame show on KWHI.com. You got Big Red Football tonight on KWHI.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. Andrea Hawley, your Brenham Edward Jones financial advisor, is here to help you. She will work to build a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so she can help you achieve what's most important to you. Call Andrea Hawley at 979-836-7779 to schedule an appointment at her office in Brenham today. Edward Jones, member SIPC. J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Panthers football team a great season. Go Panthers!
Hi. This is Burton Varsity Cheer. I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm Co-Captain Allie Biggs.
I'm Madeline Dixon.
And I'm Emily Griffith.
Ready?
B-U-R. T-O-N. Let's go, Burton. B-U-R. T-O-N. Let's go, Burton. We want to wish the 2023 Burton Varsity football team an amazing season.
It's high school football tonight on KWHI.com. Dean Erickson and Daryl Kiki joining you from El Campo High School as the Burton Panthers look to pick up their third win of the season against Louise and try to hand them their third loss of the season. We, unfortunately, unable to bring you our national anthem this evening because we're in a very unique setup here at El Campo High School tonight. This is the first time I've probably done close to ballpark, maybe 60, 70 high school football games in my career. This is the first time I've ever been in a press box with like airplane windows. Like, this is wild. It's completely sealed off in here. We're in our own little world.
Yeah, we're closed. There's no outside noise. You got to look down. Like I told you, when they start clapping, then I know it's over with, and everything. So it's going to be hard to really get into that feel of the game. Because you are behind, we're behind two big windows. It's beautiful, don't get me wrong. The vision is perfect. But I like to have a sliding open window, especially tonight with the air is going to be a little cool, football weather. They're doing the coin toss right now.
We got the coin toss going. We have time for one more break on our pregame show, and we'll be right back for kickoff for Burton and Louise. It's high school football tonight on KWHI.com.
Our love of sports begins in our hometown. Win or lose, we love to compete and play another day. Our team here at Citizens State Bank supports our hometown team. Our playbook is simple. Offer big bank products and services with a personal touch that only CSB can deliver. Be sure to come out and cheer on our Burton Panthers and Snook Blue Jays. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions. Member FDIC.
Hi, Mike Leonard, General Sales Manager here at Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. Times have definitely changed in my 25 years here, but something that hasn't changed is our commitment and service to our customers. So come see me and my team for the great customer service you deserve, or visit us online at appleford.com or hyundaiofbrenham.com, or give us a call at 979-836-3659, 979-836-3659.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure.
Well, the Burton Panthers are set to receive the opening kickoff here from El Campo High School. Louise won the toss, deferred their choice to the second half, and they will kick the ball into the wind to start this ball game. Dean Erickson and Daryl Kiki alongside you tonight. The Burton Panthers shown as the road team in their road whites with red letters, white helmets, white pants, white tops. Louise in their home blue unis with like gold lettering and white helmets and blue pants as we get ready to kick off tonight from El Campo High School. It is high school football tonight on KWHI.com. Burton will receive this opening kickoff. Ball is teed up and ready to go. And
nice.
Boot it away. Back to receive for the Panthers is Young. He'll cross the 20 to the 25, gets to the edge. That was actually Weston Ells on the receiving end of that kickoff. Runs it up nicely to about the 29-yard line, so that's where the Panthers will set up shop, 71 yards away from the house. And we'll see who gets the nod at quarterback tonight for the Big Red. And it looks like it's going to be Drayton Oaks trotting out there to run the offense first for the Big Red.
Yes, sir. Louise, a couple big old boys, number 63 and 65, they're pretty stout up front, right up in the middle. But then if we can get through that first layer, they're pretty small.
Well, that's the beauty part of high school football at this level is these guys on those lines are going to play both ways all night tonight. So
yes,
the big uglies, as we used to call them back in the day before that hurt people's feelings,
yeah.
They're going to get a workout tonight in this one as it'll be Oaks under center. Three men lined up in the backfield. Power formation look for the Burton Panthers on the first drive of the game. Snap back to Oaks. Toss play to left side. Defensive offside coming as the play goes for no gain. But Louise jumped offside, so it'll be 5 yards for the Big Red.
Malik Bibby carried that ball, number nine.
That is another freshman for this Jason Hody-led bunch. A lot of young players going to get a lot of reps over the next several weeks for this squad. And on one side, it's tough to put the ball in the hands of underclassmen and expect them to perform at the level they did a year ago. But on the other hand, it's very nice to give them all these reps and experience
Yes.
early in their career.
Absolutely.
So first down and five now as the ball gets moved up to the 31. It'll be Oaks under center. We'll have Gilman lined up directly behind him in the backfield. Two wideouts split wide to the right. One wideout to the right, one in the slot. Man in motion to the left side. They're going to hand it off. Gilman on the trap play. Falls forward. Ball is out, and it looks like Louise recovers the fumble. We'll wait for the official ruling. They're going to say that Gilman was down before the ball came out. So Burton will hang on to the football. Gain of about 1.5 yards on the play. Brings up second and short.
Got a break there.
We definitely
don't want to leave it on the turf.
Well, when your main game is running the football, ball security is everything.
Yes.
I know as a Cornhusker fan, I know that all too well. And also I know the pain of my team playing at the exact same time as
hey,
the game I'm calling on the radio.
But look, you're going to do two Big Red games at one time.
Exactly. So we're going to have Oaks under center, gets the snap, hands it off. Gilman up the right side, gets nothing on the play. Maybe got about a yard and a half, close to the first down, but
number eight, Anderson, blew that play up.
It's going to bring up third down and short. What a rough start to the game would be if Burton had to go three and out after getting that five-yard penalty to start this drive.
Facing to go for it here on fourth and two.
Five free yards. So third and two coming up for the Big Red. Oaks will call the play in the huddle. This El Campo defense stands at the ready. Ball's at the 34, almost the 35-yard line. Oaks will go up under center with it. It'll be Gilman in the backfield. They're going to split out Martin wide to the left. And a whistle and a timeout as Coach Hody has to burn one early. 9:59 to go, no score, first quarter. We'll take a 60-second timeout and be right back. Third and two coming up on KWHI.com.
When you're ready to build your dream home, see Larry at Poppy Construction. Larry Poppy Construction specializes in residential custom homes. Call for an estimate at 277-8806 today. Larry and Ann Poppy send best wishes to the Burton football team for another great winning season. They are proud to support the Burton Panthers in their regular season play and thank the players, coaches, and parents for all their hard work this season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Panthers!
Time out on the field as the Big Red look to convert this third and two. As we still have no score. First drive of the ball game, 9:59 left on the clock in the first quarter. Just underway from El Campo High School tonight. Just gorgeous facilities here at El Campo. Really nice place.
Very nice.
So out of the timeout, Oaks will line up under center. Coach Hody had to burn that timeout early because wide receiver Martin couldn't quite get set before the snap. So Coach Hody had to call that timeout. They'll put Oaks under center. Same formation as the previous play. Snap back to him. They're handed off to Gilman around the right side. Gilman bounces off one man, picks up the first down, gets all the way up to about the 37-yard line, picks up the first down, and will move the chains. But, boy, Darrell, that was a very hard-fought 7 yards that Burton's picked up so far on three plays.
Yeah, they're gang tackling. They know what we want to do, and we know what we want to do. Right there, we won that first battle. That was huge. You know, you let them stop us there. They get that momentum, short field. Here we have now. We should have a little bit more confidence and say, hey, we just picked this fourth and one up, fourth and two. Let's get rolling.
First and 10, ball's at the 38-yard line. Oaks under center. Two wide out, split wide to the right, one to the left. Gilman in the backfield, made in motion to the left side. They're going to hand it off. Gilman, trap play left side, falls forward for a gain of one, maybe two on the play. And so that'll bring up second down, and they're pretty generous spot there. Make it second down and seven as Gilman was able to squirt forward for an extra half yard. 9 minutes left, no score, first quarter. Burton on the march, picking up 2-3 yards a play here in this opening drive. Definitely going to need to continue this momentum. Got a bit of a gift with a 5-yard penalty on that first set of downs, but we'll see what they can do here on second and seven. Man in motion around the left side is going to be Griffin. The snap and the handoff, then option play to the left.
Nice.
Griffin's got it across midfield to the 45, to the 40. Griffin still running to the 30, 25, and he's drugged down at the 25-yard line. Beautiful option play. Drayton Oaks ran the option to perfection around the left side of the formation, pitched it off at the last second to Brady Griffin, and Brady Griffin turned on the jets and brought the ball all the way down to the 25-yard line. Big play right out of the gate on that set of downs for the Burton Panthers.
Looked very good on that option. Oaks read it very well. He hung on to it as long as he could till they came in to try to make contact on him, and then he pitched it to Brady, and he took off around the corner.
So with 8:15 to go, ball down at the 28-yard line for the Big Red. They'll put Oaks up under center. Gilman in the backfield, two wideouts wide to the right, man in motion to the left. Snap back to him, trap play, Gilman right up the gut with it, bounces forward, still on his feet and motor. The 18-wheeler breaks free down to about the 15-yard line. Tyrone Gilman grabbed 17th gear and brought it all the way down to about the, we'll call it the 14, it looks like, or the 16-yard line.
That's the kind of run we want to see out of Big Boy.
Just enough to move the chains. Daryl, remind me at the next commercial break opportunity to go turn the light off in here so I can see a little better. It is 7:32 to go in the first quarter. Burton on the march. First and 10, ball at the 16-yard line. Oaks under center, man in motion around the right side. Pitch play to him. All the way to the 10, to the 5.
Here.
And this is going to be a touchdown for the Big Red. Marching
nice
it into the
job,
end zone.
Baby.
Braden Martin carries that baby into the house, and your Burton Panthers are up 6-0 early in the first quarter. What a great run that time. The man in motion that came around from the left side scoring the touchdown is Martin. Bibby, Malik Bibby on the carry.
Schulte lining up to do the extra point.
So Dimitri Schulte will line up the extra point, boots
yes,
it
sir.
Through, and just like that, the Big Red take the 7-0 lead with 7:18 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back for the kickoff in 60 seconds. This is Big Red Football on KWHI.com.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Burton Panthers football team this season. We know our boys will bounce back from last year to take their place in the postseason. We wish our Panthers a swift and safe victory this fall. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Hi, this is Burn Varsity Cheer. I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm Co-Captain Allie Biggs.
I'm Madeline Dixon.
And I'm Emily Griffith.
Ready? B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go, Burton. B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go, Burton.
We want to wish the 2023 Burton Varsity Football Team an amazing season.
As the Big Red take a 7-0 lead here from El Campo High School. The kickoff on the way, Schulte boots it away. It's a short kick. It will be picked up at about the 20. Coming back towards the middle of the field with it now and wrapped up and dropped immediately.
Nice tackle.
Weston Ells, the sophomore, flying in to make the play on special teams. And that will set up Louise at about the, we'll call that about the 24. 5-yard line. No, about the 22, and that's where they will set up.
Now we need to make a defensive stand right here and get that ball back and take everything away from them.
So Burton has been fairly good on the defensive side of the ball this year. Obviously not as well as they were a year ago or 2 years ago, but still holding up. Still definitely a very defensive-minded football team. As a quick screen pass out of the gate, it's going to go for nothing. Not a single yard on the play as the Burton Panther defense read that to perfection. Maybe even dropped him behind the line. Yes, it is a tackle for loss. Loss of 3 on the play. 2nd and 13 coming up.
Unger on that tackle.
So Unger able to fly into the backfield, read the quarterback's eyes perfectly, and drug down the wide receiver in space. Gutsy call right out of the gate going straight to the screen by Louise.
Trying to open it up because they're big boys behind them too.
Coach Manny Freeland going right to the speed in space game as they'll line up under center this time. Handoff right up the middle goes for about 4 on the play as they hand it off to Kimball. Tavion Kimball falls forward, gains back the yardage lost on first down, sets up 3rd and long. Opportunity here for the Big Red to get off the field.
Gilman on that tackle. Beck is out there at his linebacker position.
A very imposing figure is Colby Beck at that middle linebacker spot. Good to see him out there despite that high ankle sprain, toughing it out.
Yeah. He's a tough kid. He wants to play.
I was really hoping to see 2 doses of Big Red success tonight, but Burton holding up their end of the bargain so far in this first quarter. The other ones I'm watching, not so much. As the snap back to...
Another pass.
And there's a pass to Kimball in the flat to the near side. A great shoestring tackle in space that time. Give the credit on the stop to Brady Griffin. Was able to bring down Kimball.
4th down. Should have some fun here.
It should be 4th down and about 7 coming up, so Louise will kick this one away. That was Blanco, the quarterback, on the pass there to Kimball.
Good job by the defense there. Griffin came up and made a great tackle on him. Didn't let him turn his shoulders upfield.
So looking to me here, they are going to punt it away. Okay. I was starting to think there for a second that... They were going to try to go for this, but no, they are going to line up and punt this away. So snap back, kick is away. It's a nice high punt, spiraling punt, fielded fair caught at the 46. So that was Patterson on the field to field the punt there. Fair caught at the 46. So Burton will have pretty good field position to start this drive.
Yes, sir.
So right out of the gate. A very fast-moving first quarter, 4:53 to go in the period as the Panther offense will set up shop at their own 46, up 7 with the football as Drayton Oaks will trot back out there to run this Big Red offense. The option worked to perfection with a big chunk play last drive to Brady Griffin, finished off in the end zone by Malik Bibby. Oaks under center. Griffin in motion. They hand it off right up the gut to Gilman.
Fumble on the ball there.
He's wrapped up and dropped, and Louise is able to recover the fumble as Gilman coughs it up for the second time in this first quarter. They jumped on the first one. Not so lucky this time as Gilman turns it over.
I think Oates was trying to maybe pull it out to go out with the option again. And, you know, that's, you see it in college and the pros when they're trying to hang on at the last minute and then pull it out. You know, the running back, he's going to pull it hard. You're going to hold on hard, and you're tug of war against each other.
So one play and a turnover right out of the gate on that offensive drive for the Big Red as Gilman, on a bad exchange from Oaks, we'll have to clean that up. Or,
yeah,
you know, it's just one of those things that we're not, and this is not necessarily an option team, so these guys
right.
aren't running the option every single play every week. So,
right.
And that's such a tough offensive scheme to run that it gets difficult, and you get into that situation where as a quarterback you second-guess yourself and you
yep.
try to pull that baby
yep.
back out. And
yep.
Gilman had already committed to hitting the hole, and it just popped out on him.
Louise going to have to call a timeout. The play clock was running down on him.
Well, a timeout sounds good. We'll take 60 seconds, and we'll be right back on KWHI.com.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962, located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Well, as Louise gets the first play off of this drive, they're running across the 40-yard line and quickly pushed out of bounds after a gain enough to pick up the first down for Connor Gonzalez, sophomore wide receiver, taking a jet sweep to the near side of the field, picking up enough to move the chains for Louise. As we now have... Daryl, that's the first time in my broadcast career we have picked up and moved our entire broadcast setup.
Hey, I like this a lot better. We got the door.
During a timeout, we were kind of stuck off in a little hole of the press box where we couldn't hear anything. The windows don't open. We realized the coaches weren't next to us, so we took their spot. All right, here we go. First and 10, ball at the 39-yard line. Louise crossing midfield for the first time offensively tonight. They'll line up with hands it off up the middle and stopped after a gain of about four on the play. On the carry that time is Trey Drozd on the carry for Blanco for Louise that time.
Ells on that tackle.
So Ells comes up with the stop, is second down and eight. So the first play that we almost missed because we were moving our broadcast equipment was a jet sweep to the near side of the field that picked up enough for a first down. So this is the second set of downs this series for Louise. They'll break the huddle. Ball at about the 37-yard line. Second and eight coming up. They'll line up in a shotgun formation. Two backs in the backfield. One receiver in the slot. One split out wide to the left. Snap back. Pass over the middle is going to be juggled and brought in. Right at the line to gain for the first down by
Kimble.
Tavion Kimble. Nice hands as he had to go upstairs to snag that thing and was bobbling it on the way down, but brought it into the chest before he fell out of bounds, and that's right at the line to gain. So third and about a half a yard coming up for Louise. 3:26 to go, first quarter, shotgun formation. Snap back, handoff right up the middle. And
nice.
No gain on the play. They're going to blow it up the backfield as Ruben Rodriguez wreak havoc.
That was a good play by Rodriguez.
So you got A lot of young guys on this Panther defense making big plays early in this one for Coach Hody and the bunch.
Big fourth down here for the Panthers. If we could stop them here and get that turnover, wouldn't hurt us.
Fourth and short. Big play coming up for the big red defense. Fourth and about two. Shotgun set. As obviously Luis is going to go for this one. It's in no man's land. Snap back to him. Handoff right up the middle. Met at the line of scrimmage.
Number 21, Hillwall.
That was
Brady Griffin. Brady Griffin and number 51, Daniel Casas. Big stop.
What a nice job by Griffin. Just blow. Read it perfectly, having a back off to each hip of the quarterback, not really knowing which direction that ball's going to go. Griffin read it perfectly. Hip, snap back, trap play. Nope, it's going to be a keeper. Oaks around the left side, gets up to the 35, had a little bit of daylight, picks up five on the play, second and about for coming up.
Nice job of holding, keeping it, taking around the corner. We both know they're keying on Tyrone, so the more times he pulls it out and keeps that ball, sooner or later he's going to hand it, and it's going to be a bust up the middle with Tyrone.
Just wearing him down one snap.
2 minutes.
The nothing lead for the Big Red is they will take their sweet time lining up to run this next play. They'll put Oaks up under center. Gilman in the backfield. Griffin back there as well. Mitch Clay off the left side now for the 40, all the way up to the 45. Picking up the first down. Give him 8 on the play. And it's Big Red football at the 45-yard line. Closing in on midfield.
Nice job. Another new wrinkle where after since the game that we did in Schulenburg, they're not running the plays in with players. They're signaling it to him. So we're not getting down it. That play clock was hurting us in the beginning, and now we're signaling the plays in.
1:14 and counting in the first quarter. Oaks will line up under center, one wide out off to the right side. Gilman lines up in the backfield. Man in motion to the left side. They're going to pitch it around to
Bibby.
To Bibby, and he's going to pick up near the first down marker. Put him at about, he crosses midfield, give him the 44, or the 46, and just about 6 inches short of the line to gain. So a nice run on the play from Malik Bibby, the freshman, picks up 9. Four seconds and counting. One more play in this first quarter. Will the Burton Panthers. So time let this play clock run down. And, head to the quarter break. 3 men in the backfield now. Hand off in the middle to Gilman and Tyrone in the quarter with the Big Red. They'll stop the game, but that's likely the last play of the quarter. 7-0 Burton. As we'll take this one to break, the Big Red go on the road from El Campo tonight and take a 7-0 lead at the end of the first quarter. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Big Red football.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
ACL Construction is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Burton football game. ACL Construction offers general contracting and carpentry for residential construction and remodeling. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 251-1232 for a new addition or a complete remodel. Is your home in need of repair? ACL Construction can make those repairs happen. Just call Andy Lampson at 251-1232 for a complete estimate. Andy and Amber Lampson, owner of ACL Construction, wish good luck to the Burton Panthers for another winning season. Go! Go Big Red!
High school. School Football on KWHI.com tonight. It's Dean Erickson and Daryl Kiki alongside you from El Campo High School as the Burton Panthers take a 7-0 lead to start this second quarter. Teams switch sides of the field. And Burton driving now after turning over Louise on downs on their last possession after Louise forced a fumble on the previous Burton Panther offensive drive. Drayton Oaks under center quarterback. They're going to send Bibby in motion. Pitch play to him around the right side. Bibby across the 45 to the 40, and he stood up and dropped it about the 40 or about the 39-yard line. So a nice gain on first down. We'll cut the distance to gain in half. Second and five upcoming.
Bibby looks good back there. For a freshman, he's... turning upfield and hit that hole really hard.
Drayton gets the snap. Hands it off right up the Gilman, who's met right at the line of scrimmage and dropped. No gain on the play, but a vicious collision right at the line of scrimmage that Gilman got the better of that time. Took three guys to bring him down.
Number one, 56, and number 40, and on that tackle for Louise. Third down here in like about five.
Yeah, third and about six for the Big Red here. Probably in go for it territory,
yeah.
I'd say.
Oh, yeah.
Over here in no man's land between the 40s.
All right, no doubt. We're going to need to get this 6 yards.
Well, it took 99 yards, but Nebraska got a goal line stand, so there's something for me to be happy about in addition to this 7-0 lead.
Play clock run down on us there.
Coach Hody's got to call another timeout. So he's burned two of his timeouts here in this first half, but, you know, use them or lose them, I guess. 10:24 to go in the first half, 7-0. Burton with the lead. Third down and eight coming up in 30 seconds. This is Big Red Football.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy is a privately owned clinic that features an in-clinic heated pool, the very latest in medical instruments, and access to gym equipment, giving them the ability to build you a custom treatment plan tailored to your lifestyle and goals at an affordable price. Tradewinds Physical Therapy offers flexible hours and accepts most major insurances. You have the right to choose where you receive your care. Give them a try with a free, no-commitment consultation at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham, or call 421-8500 for more info.
KWHI.com's coverage tonight of high school football. It's Dean Erickson and Daryl Kiki alongside you from El Campo tonight as the Burton Panthers have a 7-0 lead over Louise with 10:24 to go in the first half. Third down and about eight coming up for the Big Red, trying to keep this drive alive, I should say. What have you seen so far from this Burton offense that makes you happy, and what makes you shake your head?
You know, I'm real impressed with Bibby. I'm real impressed running that option, trying to spread the field out. You know, number one, we talked about it, being an athlete, and up front, he's winning a lot of battles.
Third down and eight. Oaks gets the snap, goes back to pass. They're going to throw. Oh, they're going to hand it off. Here's Griffin to the near side. Griffin's got the sideline, and Brady Griffin picks up the first down as he's launched out of bounds, but enough to move the chains.
Nice play.
Oh, they're going to put They do give him the first down.
That looked like a bad spot from here, brother.
Yeah, it sure did, but if it's close enough to get the first down, then as they say back home, it's close enough for the girls' eye day. So
right.
First and 10 for the Big Red.
Move it on.
As what a great play call by Coach Hody and company, able to bring the reverse out of the playbook for that one for Brady Griffin. Griffin's had a couple of really nice chunk plays tonight that have been big factors in scoring drives, maybe this one as well.
Huge.
Here's Oaks under center, gets the snap, handoff, trap play right side for
Gilman.
Gilman just drug about four Louise defenders with him all the way down to about the 27-yard line. So it'll be second down and three coming up for the Big Red.
Get that positive yardage on first down, brother. It's always a good thing.
My junior high football coach, Dave Strubing, would say, if you give me 5 or 6 yards on first down, I can let my grandma call the play on second down. So Oaks will go under center. We'll see what they come up with. Gilman in the backfield. They're going to pitch it to Griffin around the left side now. Brady lowers the shoulder. Ball is out, and Louise is going to jump on it. The second turnover of the night for the Big Red. And I don't know who brought the popcorn to the bus today, but not a good move.
Yeah. That was a good stick. But he kind of turned the ball to the side, and they punched it out.
Extra butter was not the move on the ride down. But so Burton will flip it over to the defensive side, and now Louise will take over.
Hey, now it's our turn. We need a turnover here, too.
So two quick turnovers in this first half. Still a 7-0 lead for the Big Red, but a lot of momentum. Yeah. Sucked out of the wind. The wind in the sails. That's what I'm trying to say. Something to that effect. I don't know. I'm not very good at this. Here's first down for Louise as they'll drop back to throw. Here's a deep ball over the middle. Trying to hit the running back out of the backfield, Kimball. He's able to haul it in right at midfield. The pass from Gonzalez right on the money.
It's really just a jump ball. All he's doing is throwing up there, and big boy's winning the battle right now.
Picks it up. And so first and 10 from midfield coming up for the Hornets.
9 minutes left in this second quarter.
7-0. Burton still with the lead off the fumble.
Here's where we got to dig in, guys. Make a play.
Ball just to the Louise side of midfield, right at the 49.9-yard line. Gonzalez will line up in the gun. He's got two wide outs split to the left. Burton showing pressure. They'll drop back Gonzalez to pass. He launches one up over the middle. Nearly intercepted.
Bibby almost had it.
Oh, Bibby just about got a fingertip. Enough of a fingertip on it to haul it in, but it falls harmlessly to the turf, and that'll bring up second and 10.
That was close.
So, second down. 10 to go for Louise with 8:45 left in the first half, 7-0. Very fast-moving first half of football here from El Campo tonight. Only 32 minutes in real time, and we're...
Clock stopped on that incomplete pass.
Closing in. And all. That's the first time that clock has stopped during a drive. As Gonzalez gets the snap, hands it off right up the gut. No gain on the play.
He
did squirt forward for about two. It looked like they were going to have him stopped up. Blanco was the running back on the play.
Beck's down with his ankle.
And Colby Beck is favoring that left leg, and Colby's going to have to come out. So they're going to send
Brazier in.
Yep, Colton Brazier's going to trot out there. Number 10 in white for the Big Red.
Colby tried to gut it out.
8:17 and rolling here in the first half. Still 7-0 Big Red.
You know, we had him wrapped up right there and just squirted forward. But they must have marked him down, buddy.
They must have took the forward progress. Called it a day on that last run. Gonzalez gets the snap, screen play to the near side, and nearly blown up in the backfield as Kimball has it. Jukes one man, makes one man miss. Still running down the sideline. Did step out of bounds at about the 35. Oh, that was a dangerous play. Tavion Kimball just about house called that bad boy. So 7:51 left. It was enough to pick up the first down. So a fresh set of downs headed the way of Louise. And without Colby Beck in there, Darryl, that's a big time loss on your defensive front seven.
Yeah, that's a big time player, a leader out there. Now we just got to step up. How do they always say it? Next man up.
Well, this game was looking awfully close to having the makings of a Burton blowout, but we might be in for a good old-fashioned rock fight tonight, it looks like. Gonzalez will line up in the shotgun. He's got two wideouts to the right. Man in motion to the left now. Snap back to Gonzalez. He'll roll out to the pocket to the left side, looking for a man downfield. Doesn't find it. Throws a sidearm pass downfield. That might be pass interference, and they're going to throw it. I don't know, Darryl.
That's the wrong one. He threw it on.
He threw the ball. Okay, so the under receiver, there was a crossing pattern going to the far sideline. The receiver underneath tripped and fell. Yeah. They got their feet tangled up. Football play is what it is.
Yeah.
That was the receiver Gonzalez was trying to hit, and they're going to call pass interference 10 yards away from the play.
Yeah.
I think that might have just been a reactionary sort of thing.
I think so.
So
either way, they're spotting them first down.
7:44 left in the first half. So they do call pass interference. Ball will be moved all the way up to the 20-yard line. And that is where this Hornet offense will set up shop. Fresh set of downs. Ball's at the 20-yard line. Big Red D's got to dig in here and come up with a stop. Gonzalez in the shotgun. Gets the snap, rolling out to his right, looking downfield, has a man open. Pass is intercepted. It's picked off.
Nice job, big.
Malik Bibby on the interception, and the Big Red force a turnover in the red zone, and they'll take over.
Nice job. You throw it up there in the air, and that's all this cat's really doing. He's just throwing up there, but he didn't throw it toward number one, and Bibby won that battle.
It's jump ball practice out here, getting warmed up for basketball season for this Hornet offense. Very exciting to watch, but it does lead to a turnover for the team in blue this time around, as the Big Red will set up shop with the ball at their own 14-yard line. With 7:37 to go, they could put together a nice drive here and really chew up some clock.
Yeah, eat most of this second quarter up here.
7:37 left, 7-0. Burton with the lead and the football now. Oakes under center, gets the snap. Trap play up the middle for Gilman. Falls forward for a gain of about 3.
They're trying to say ball's out again.
I don't believe you, Toby.
Called it down, I guess.
Tyrone was on the ground. I mean, 24 is saying it's Louise football, but he's 15 yards away from the pile. I don't know if that's a very compelling argument.
He been watching too much Sunday afternoon.
Let's see here. That's Landon Trevino for might try his shot at maybe becoming a lawyer in his future.
That's right.
Makes a compelling case. But no, it does stay with the Big Red. As Oaks will line up under center, 2 wide out, split wide to the right side. Man in motion is Bibby. They're going to pitch it to Bibby. Malik up the middle now to the crossing the 20 to the 23. Malik picks up, let's see here, about 3, maybe 4 yards on the play. That'll bring up third down and short.
He had a lane there. Cat just made a little shoestring tackle.
And that's,
otherwise, he wasn't far from breaking that.
And that's one of those things that's going to come with age, experience, and a little more strength. And that's a tackle that he's going to run through next year.
Yes.
And you know, holes that the fact that he's seeing those holes now is very, very encouraging for his development as such a young player. Under center is Oaks now. Bibby in motion, gets the snap. Here's Bibby again. Malik cuts it back to the middle of the field. The pile pushing across to the 25. That is should be enough for the first down. It looked like they were right at the line to gain, so it should be enough to move the chains. And
yes, sir.
It is. So, boy, that took a month.
6 minutes in this quarter.
7-0 the lead. Burton with the lead and the football. Oaks gets the call from the sideline. And it is a great point that you brought that up, Daryl, that signaling the plays in from the sideline, saving a little bit of time.
See, here we're getting up to the line now with almost 20 seconds left to where we were at 4 and 5 seconds. And
Oaks under center, man in motion. They're going to hand it off. Gilman right up the middle. No, Oaks keeps it. Pitch play on the option.
Griffin
to the 30. Oh, and he is blown up, but there is a flag on the play.
I think they're going to get number 20.
What do you think that call is?
I think they're going to get a legal block on Brown.
So just a couple of yards, 2 on the play for Griffin on the option from Oaks. I got to say, I'm very impressed with, despite the fumble on the previous drive, the option's been working very well for Coach Hody and company tonight.
Yes. It's just a matter of time before they're gonna bust that long one.
Yeah.
I mean, Griffin did early in the first quarter, and, I think if he turns it up a little bit earlier from up here, he had a big lane to run. He decided to take it to the outside.
So it'll be Oaks under center. Snap back to him, and a flag on the play. We'll probably get a false start here. Yep, and it's a false start against Burton. That's going to back him up five.
Not good backing up. We're already deep in our end of the field.
So a second consecutive drive-killing type of penalty here for this Burton offense.
Getting in that danger zone. We're inside there, right at their 15.
5-10 and counting here in this first half. Still a 7-0 lead for the Big Red. They have the football first, and I love it when I get to say this, a country mile, as my good friend Austin Jacobson would say. Here's Oaks under center. Gets the snap, trap play up the middle, and that's going to go for about two. Second down and, 17?
Drop it to maybe 15 second, now, buddy.
Second and 20, it looks like, based on where the yard marker is. I don't think that scoreboard's very accurate. That looks an awful lot to me, like about 22, 23 yards. But
second down and still.
Still long is what their play-by-play man said.
He said they're
still long.
The stadium announcer says second down and all of it. So here's Oaks under center. He'll get the snap. They're going to pitch it over to Griffin. Griffin comes to the near side with it, tries to get to the edge, scampers out of bounds after a nice gain of about 10 on the play, but another penalty.
Yeah.
Boys.
Back this monkey up again on hold.
How soft are we?
Chop block.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, he's pointing against them.
He's pointing on the Louise side, so.
Personal foul, chop block on
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be an automatic first down for the Big Red. So what
big break.
What a nice break for Burton. And that's going to give the Big Red an opportunity to sustain this drive with the penalties that go back a little bit, go forward a little bit, and then go back a little bit. Now going forward a little bit, we've managed to eat 3 minutes.
That was a huge penalty. Now we're already on the 41-yard line where we were just talking about. We're deep in our hole behind the 15.
Yeah, we've taken about 3.5 minutes of game time off the clock just in the last handful of plays alone. So 7-0 still, the lead for the Big Red.
See if we can't bust one here.
So it'll be Oaks under center with it. 3 men in the backfield. Handoff and a pitch play, or rather a pitch to Griffin coming to the near side with it. Brady lowers the shoulder, picks up about 3 on the play. So 3:47 and rolling, first half.
You know it will work right here, buddy. We're running this way all the time. Reverse this monkey to the right side. It'll be wide open.
That's what it's looking like. This Burton offense is, the coaching staff has called a very methodical offensive game in this first half, keeping it very simple and taking advantage of these openings that they're really creating for themselves. Here's Oaks under center with it. 3 men in the backfield. Oaks gets the snap. Trap play. Gilman around the right side. Tyrone lowers the boom. Gets dropped at the line. No gain on the play. Tyrone Gilman, boy, he's dishing out a beating tonight, but he's sure taking one as well.
Yeah. We're getting beat up front right now, big time.
So they give Tyrone 1 on the play. That's going to bring up 3rd and 6 for the Big Red. 2:45 and rolling here in the first half.
You asked if we could eat that clock up and score. We've got to pick up this first down here.
Well, when you got a lead, protect that bad boy. Whether it's 7, 3, 1, it don't matter. Oaks will line up under center. 3 men in the backfield with him. Pitch play. Griffin's going to come with it to the near side. Brady tries to cut it upfield, but he gets mowed down just short, about a yard and a half short of the first down. That's going to bring up 4th and 2.
Nice tackle by number 7, Gonzalez.
So 4th and 2, and a timeout on the field. That's going to set up a big 4th down here, and maybe a... I mean, obviously, Daryl, you're probably going to want to punt this away.
I would. I mean, you'd be gambling big time. And we haven't been picking it up regular to have that confidence in my mind to be able to pick up that first down. Now, if we would chunk yardage and Gilman was really churning that they wasn't beating us up front, absolutely. But here, with a 7-0 lead with 2 minutes left, and we've been playing pretty good defense, I punt this as far as I can get them down there.
So maybe do you even bother lining up, try to draw them offside here with fourth and four now, it looks like? Not a great spot on that last run.
What are we looking like on timeouts for both teams? I know Louise bound to have called two already. Yeah. You know, that would be the only thing if you lined up to try to fake it.
7-0, still the lead for the Burton Panthers. 2:15 to go in the first half. As fourth and four, as this punt is taking an absolute eternity.
Els back to do the punt.
So Els is going to use that right leg and try to boot this bad boy as far as he can do it. And it's blocked. It's blocked at midfield as Kimball is going for it. Oh, it's going to be Burton football. It was blocked. No, it was. It's going to. Now here's
they pointed it to Burton, but he didn't have control of it.
I don't think Kimball ever had control of the football. So in
order
for this,
it to Burton. No.
Oh, my. That's a big-time development here because – so Kimball – okay, so the punt was blocked. Great defensive play by Louise, first and foremost. And Louise's head coach right now, Manny Freeland, is absolutely livid. And he honestly has a right to be, because if they're going to give the football to Burton, that would mean that Kimball was able to control the football and then fumbled it.
Yeah.
However, I never saw full control by Kimball, so it really should be Louise football here.
I'll take it, though.
I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, you'd be foolish not to. So let's see what the call is here. These refs have not exactly had a great night so far.
We're going to get the ball.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, let's turn the crowd mic up so you can hear all the Louise boos. Oh, yeah, they're mad. They're big mad over there.
Yeah. That'd be some foul words coming out of that mouth. Preacher suit on.
Yeah, technically we are in the fines, but still. Okay.
All right.
Well,
here comes our shot. Is that number 11 in the game?
A new quarterback into the game here, and he's going to keep it across midfield.
Look at here.
To the 45, to the 40, all the way back to the middle of the field. Cuts it to the outside. Oh, baby, to the 30, down to the 25, all the way down to the 22-yard line. How about you, Caden Patterson, coming in for the first time tonight. Yeah. Darrell, we called that in warm-ups.
Absolutely.
Bro was throwing darts in warm-ups, gets his opportunity, gets his number called, calls his own number, and scampers ahead on about a 35-yard gain.
They've been raving about this young man for a while, and he might have taken his...
I think Caden Patterson just earned himself that spot for the rest of this drive at least. They're going to put Patterson back in the gun, Gilman off his right hip. Gilman's going to motion to the right side now. Snap back to Patterson, looking to throw, pulls it down, he's going to run it right up the gut again. He's up ahead to about the 15 now, across the 20, a flag on the play.
Stinking penalty holding.
I got to tell you, I'm not a fan of the laundry.
No.
I mean.
No, lots of yellow.
It would be one thing if it was, like, legitimate, you know.
Yeah.
Like, but these are just really ticky-tack calls. Both directions, honestly.
Minute 23 left in this quarter, but what a spark here, guy. What a spark.
I'll tell you what, Caden Patterson just earned himself some Whataburger on the drive home. Somebody hooked that young man up. What a great run. Calls his own number right out of the gate. A freshman scampers ahead for 35 on his first play. Had about 12 there. He gets called back due to holding, but still.
Trips to the left.
What an effort. Three wideouts to the left side. Patterson in the gun. Drops back to throw. Looking over the middle. Launches over the middle.
Nice.
Caught. What a great grab on the play for Burton. That was Rodriguez. Freshman to freshman. These young kids are showing out today. Under a minute to go first half. Clock is rolling. Ball's going to be down at about the 24-yard line. Second and 11 coming up. Patterson to Rodriguez able to get back most of that penalty yardage. So it'll be Patterson in the gun now with Gilman off his right side. Three wideouts to the right. One Single coverage at the bottom of your screen. Here's Patterson, gets the snap, looking to throw to the right side, scans the field, looks back to the middle, avoids the rush, rolling out to the right side, still running, still coming back. Now he's going to run. He's going to tuck it and run to the 20, to the 15, all the way down to the 12-yard line. That's going to set up third and short. Clock is running. Burton does have one timeout, and Coach Hody's going to burn it right there.
They've got a man down.
Oh, they have an injured
56 down.
So the man down on the play is Ezekiel Medina for Louise, and that's going to stop the clock. I mean, you hate it to see for that kid, but fortuitous bounce for Burton. It looks like Medina's favoring his left leg, so. Yeah. He was in on the play. He was bringing the pressure, was Medina, and flushing Patterson out of the pocket, forcing him to tuck it and run. So great penetration on the rush, but looks like he might have tweaked that ankle a little bit. So they're going to help him to his feet, and he's going to trot off the field under his own power, which is great to see.
Yeah.
He's been a baller tonight.
Yeah.
At 56, Medina, he's been in on a lot of plays tonight.
Hey, man, how exciting is this number 11?
Very exciting. Backup quarterbacks,
and he looked composed.
Oh, yeah.
Composed was that back there? He's scanning the whole field.
This is a freshman in high school that was going through a progression.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He was looking good back there.
I want to be really ugly. New York Giants would love to have him.
I'll tell you what. Maybe the Jets, too, while they're at it. I don't know. I love me some Zach Wilson. He's a good guy. Very popular with the moms, I hear. 7-0 the score. Burton with the lead and the football driving down the field. Patterson in at quarterback. And here come the referees stopping the game.
Looks like another timeout for Louise.
So Louise will call the timeout, probably to try to figure out what they're going to do about number 11.
I mean,
Caden Patterson has made a massive impact on this game in the last four plays that he's been on the field.
Yeah. I'm totally excited.
That young man's brought the thunder. And the heat.
He has opened up so many lanes. I mean, we don't have the time right now. It would be mighty ballsy to run this draw to 18-wheeler. But later in the game, Buddy was spreading his field out. Mm-hmm. Now they can't pack the box.
Yep.
Love it.
If you bring Patterson out there, it opens up a lot more of that playbook for Burton. So we'll see Patterson in the gun. They're going to put Gilman off his left hip, trips to the right side. Pass.
Going to throw the fade.
Going to throw the fade to the corner of the end zone.
Interference.
And that's got to be pass interference. As unbelievable. Malik Bibby was...
He was mauling him pretty good.
Malik Bibby got felony assaulted in the corner of the end zone.
I'm going to call it right here. We're going to run a quarterback draw right here, touchdown.
So great play call on the fade.
Yeah.
Probably not going to try to kick this. I have no win, but I mean...
Hey, yeah, I would...
Burton, by the way, it should be noted, Burton will have to kick. They're kicking to Louise, so Louise will receive the second half kickoff. So points here, definitely a premium in a 7-0 ball game.
Running my mouth and didn't realize it's fourth down. Yes,
This will very likely be the last play of this drive or the last play of the half. Snap back to Patterson. He's going to look to throw out into the flat to the right side. The pass is caught near the first down marker, cutting back to the middle of the field and wrapped up and dropped.
He got it.
Did he get the first down? They're going to have to stop the clock. So we're going to have time. If this first down was converted, they are going to run.
Yeah, buddy.
They did get the first down, so we have time for. They should probably put. Well, you can't. Why did the clock? They didn't stop the clock. The clock should have stopped with 5 seconds, at least 5 seconds left, Daryl.
Yeah.
That's how they're going to end the half? We still had one timeout.
Coach Hody's really questioning. He has a right.
Oh, he has a right to be. These officials are garbage. I mean, this is like, this is a joke.
Yeah.
I've never seen a more poorly officiated. That was, oof. That was rough. Oh, they were out of timeouts. Well, but yeah, I mean,
yeah, still they were terrible, Matt.
Yeah, Matt, they were still terrible.
Daryl, thanks for taking up for the Zebras, Matt.
Daryl lays down the law. No, but that was rough. see some rough calls in that first half, but that was oof.
I love it, buddy. Yes, it's hot.
We're gonna take a 60 seconds here as the score at halftime. They are that is the end of the first half. So all right, I was waiting for the official word, but that is the end of the first half. Your score at the end of two quarters, 7-0. The Big Red lead it. This is high school football on KWHI.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Burton football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Panther football team in their 2023 season.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports Burton ISD and the Panther football team. They'd like to salute the football team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information, call 979-451-3441. Go Panthers, win! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
KWHI.com from El Campo. Burton leads 7-0 over Louise. Well, Daryl, what do you think?
Hey, buddy, I am just totally excited now. If you can't tell it, I don't know if y'all can tell it in my voice or not, but I like an opened-up offense making plays happen. And if you're sitting in the stands and you can't get excited about this young man, now, I mean, nothing against Oaks. This is total different offense we're running now when we're spreading it out, with Patterson in there. He looks so poised as a freshman. And, this is pretty exciting.
I'll tell you what, like you said, I mean, Drayton does a really nice job of managing the game, and he runs the option very well also, but this Patterson kid, I'll tell you what, man.
The extra speed, just the poise back there. He read three different options and then took off and ran and picked up 15.
Oh, yeah.
And so the fade pass, that was dead on the money. It just a lot of hand chucking and, you know, didn't get the call, but the ball was put there only where Bibby could get it,
pretty
or
sure
it was going to be out of bounds.
Pretty sure the corner had a knife on that play, too.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's hard to say from up here. But
he stuck him pretty hard, didn't he?
It was...
cut him open?
He just had a baseball bat or something on him. Beating him up over there.
Oh, shoot.
Like, dang, man, that's just rude. But what a great first half of offense. Overall, especially like the end of that first half, as about halfway through the second quarter, it kind of flipped a little bit. And I think, you know, you can... They always say when things aren't going your way, offensively, the backup quarterback is the most popular guy in the state.
Yes.
In this situation, it wasn't necessarily it was a quarterback issue. No. It's just it was a scheme sort of thing. You have a totally new direction you can go with the play calling on offense. It really opens up a lot of doors for Burton.
You know, the turnovers, I guess that would be, in my opinion, the first half, which you have to look at. You know, we turned the ball over. Then we picked off the interception to stop their drive. Now, we have to kick it off to Louise. But I bet they're in their dressing room saying, oh, my. Now, how are we? We're going to have to put a spy on this young cat because he'll tuck it and run. And he has the confidence when he's tucking it, he's running hard.
Oh, yeah.
He's picking up yardage. It's not pitter-patting his feet. He's going. And with his arm, he's on with throwing it.
That's what's tough about it, too, is like, or not necessarily, like, it's so hard to believe sometimes the fact that, I mean, this dude is like 14 years old. And that kind of poise and that kind of control. You really don't see that a lot out of young guys like that. But, hey, if you're a Big Red fan, you're loving what you're hearing, I'm hoping.
Absolutely. And when you get a chance to come see, I think you're going to see why me and you are kind of giddy up here and stuff.
I'm just really happy because, like, I love quarterback run games. Yeah. It's just, it's as a Husker fan, that's what we've just had forever. Like, if our quarterback can't run, we're terrible.
Yes.
So,
and but it's pretty much at every level now.
Yeah, it is. It is. Thanks, Lamar Jackson.
The defensive players have gotten so big, but still so fast. You have to be mobile. That day of the non-mobile quarterback, that's over for right now.
Yep.
You know, that drop back passer, and if you can't move, I'm sorry. You're going to be on your back 10, 11 times like games these last few weeks have been happening and everything. So, hey, you know, it'll be interesting this second half. I've never lost a game when I didn't let you score. So 7-0. Yeah, we want more points, but you know what? You never have ever lost when you don't let the other team score.
You don't? Yep, exactly. Shutouts are fun. We love shutouts in Big Red Country. We're going to take another break here on halftime. It is 7-0 Burton with the lead. This is Big Red Football on KWHI. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations at Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Go Fight Win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication you all provide throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment and encourage the community to shop and look local. For more info, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football season. Make us proud, Panthers.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Panthers
Hello?
Football team a great season. Go Panthers!
Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Shout out and a high five to my mom for keeping me updated on the Nebraska football game as we call the Burton Panthers tonight with a 7-0 lead here at halftime. It was a big time change of momentum at the end of that first half as the Big Red made a change at quarterback, bringing in young Caden Patterson, the 5'9", 140-pound freshman, onto the field. And number 11 in white showed up in a big way with a 35-yard quarterback draw to really ignite some fire in this Burton offense. And then a couple of another nice 8 to 10 yard draw plays that nearly resulted in a Burton touchdown at the end of that first half. But the clock ran out on the Big Red, and that was that. But still a 7-0 lead as halftime will continue. Right after this, I'll be rejoined by Daryl Kiki in just a few moments. We'll be right back in 2 minutes on KWHI.com.
Fall is here, but the fun doesn't stop at Bluebell Aquatic Center. Registration for fall swim lessons begins October 9th. Catch some catfish at Kids Gone Fishing on October 21st, starting at 8:30 a.m. Swim Lessons and Water Babies meets Mondays, starting October 23rd, and Wednesdays, starting October 25th. And get ready for a spooky time with the Brenham Boo Bash on October 31st from 6 to 8. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal for slaughter, processing, cut, and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing or visit them at 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4:30, and Saturday from 8 until noon. Burton Meat Processing wishes good luck to the Burton Panthers on this football season.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Time continues on KWHI.com. It's Dean and Daryl with you from El Campo High School tonight as the Big Red take a 7-0 lead into the locker room at the half. And really, just defensively, a great performance in that first half. They gave up a couple of big plays, but kept them out of the end zone.
Bend, but didn't break.
Yep.
You hear that over and over on Sundays. You know, the defense bent, but it didn't break. That's what we did so far this first half. And, you know, I don't see Louise having too many wrinkles that they can do. I mean, their only chance is when he throws the ball, he has to throw it to number one because he's bigger than our defensive backs right now. And that's the only way they completed the pass is because all he did was throw it up in the air. And he was bigger and more physical than our guys. And he went up there and got it. So we shut that down, and, you know, we score another touchdown, I think might be out of range for them. Yeah, they're not big play.
Yeah, offensively, Luis tonight, really their only production offensively has come from Tavion Kimball, their senior running back. He's listed at 6'1". I don't buy it. I think that dude's about 6'3".
Yeah, he looks bigger.
He's a big kid. And
They haven't lined him, buddy. They haven't lined him in the backfield, though. They've always had him split out.
Mm-hmm.
And
when he has lined up in the backfield, they motion him out.
Yeah, yes, and everything. But we are going to take time here to have Jodell Hody. She has a very happy birthday today, and we're going to wish her a happy birthday. Hopefully that her son can and Team Burton can pick us up a W for her on her birthday. I tried to get her to come up here and sing.
Should have got her up here. We got an extra mic.
But you know, she didn't want to take the mic. But I kind of dropped the ball. The singer that you are going nationwide, you might as well just go on and blur it out there.
Man, there's two songs that that I'm not good enough to sing. One of them is the Star Spangled Banner, and the other one is Happy Birthday.
Hey.
I can play both on the guitar, but I will not sing them.
You know, even if we challenge you one day up at Burton.
Well, you know, at the Ice House, that's a totally different story. That's a different story. You get enough liquid courage, and I'll do whatever y'all tell me to do.
Right, well,
kind of like that one night, you're like, you guys need to keep playing. It's like, you throw $100 in there, we'll go till midnight.
Yeah, what happened?
We did.
We went to midnight. And stuff. So when are you being up there again?
The 20th, October 20th.
All right.
Big Red Nation, show up, come hang out. I think we're playing that night in Snook. Yeah, that sounds about right. I'll double check and confirm it at the break. But we're going to take another break here. Halftime rolls on as Burton leads Louise 7-0. This is Big Red Football on KWHI.com.
The Kiki family, Daryl, Katie, and Trent are excited to see all the Panther football players on the field again this season. The Kikis would like to thank all the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication to help build this great Burton football team. All of Burton is proud of you. Join the Kikis in their support of Burton High School, the Panthers football team, and all of the Burton Panther athletes. Go Panthers for another winning season.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Panthers football team a great season. Go Panthers!
Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
If the doctor prescribed physical therapy, remember, you have the right to choose where you receive care. You don't have to wait 2 to 6 weeks to get seen. At Tradewinds Physical Therapy, you can be seen quickly and be taken care of by the best staff in the area. Try Tradewinds complimentary consultation in 48 hours or less. Don't wait. Schedule your physical therapy today and receive the care you deserve. Tradewinds Physical Therapy at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham. Or call 421-8500 for more info. Cash discounts and most major insurance accepted.
High school football on KWHI.com as we roll through halftime. 7-0. Burton with the lead. They will kick off to start this second half. And, Daryl, we are having a lot of fun up here, man. It feels like it's been a long time since we've done a game, but it's only been, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah, 3 weeks. That I'm going to hand it off. We're going to go up the middle, and we're going to try to wear you down to... We're spreading this monkey out wide, and I can throw, and I can run.
Yep.
So, you know what? You got a dual threat that you have to respect. Because the three passes that he threw, he would dead on the money. Oh, that yeah. That fade in the end zone, that was as good a throw as you want to make.
Well, he did. Like, that's the thing about it, too, is the throw itself, it was a touch long. But yeah. If you're going to miss a fade, you've got to miss it long.
That's it, because you do not want in that red zone, you do not want to turn it over. You know.
I think something else, too, that we should definitely hit on is this is a huge.
A fourth out on the right, and you got to, if he hands it off to Tyrone, and we haven't seen that yet. Mm-hmm. With his ability to scramble, you got to prepare not one, but you got to prepare for six players and stuff. So you're so if you do your job up front, you're not having to worry about, well, what if that guy, that backer comes? I got to pick up inside first. That's what you're taught. And you know, right now, I just got to block you. Mm-hmm. And if I beat you, guess what? We're going to have positive yardage. And this, and hopefully we put another 7 on the board. And I think if the defense keeps swarming like they're doing.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. Andrea Hawley, your Brenham Edward Jones financial advisor, is here to help you. She will work to build a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so she can help you achieve what's most important to you. Call Andrea Hawley at 979-836-7779 to schedule an appointment at her office in Brenham today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hi. Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and get you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
KWHI.com tonight for high school football. Just a little technical hiccup, but we are back in halftime, just about ready to wrap up here from El Campo High School. Big shout out to, I didn't catch the name of the person that's bringing us Gatorades tonight up in the booth, but whoever you are, my throat thanks you very, very much as I'm joined by Daryl Kiki. Here is the Burton Panthers have retaken the field. So, keys to the second half, obviously. I guess the thing I want to know, the coaches just got back up here. Did you ask them if they're going to go with Patterson to start the second half?
I just was BSing a little bit, so I really didn't get into that serious.
We need to get us a sideline reporter. We need to stick somebody down there to get the
info on what we're going to do that we really, really look smart. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you what, I will be totally shocked that if he's not running that offense.
I think it just makes too much sense from a perspective of just maximizing everything around you, with Oaks being able to move around more and do more as a skill player and not just a game manager quarterback. He did a great job with it. He runs the option like a champ. I mean, I'd love to see this Patterson kid run the option. I think he could really do well with it.
You know, they being a freshman, he is a freshman, but so athletic. And when you're athletic, you can turn a disaster into, hey, what a play.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I see.
Well, when you have to break out the schoolyard playbook.
Yeah, the boy.
That's when it gets fun.
It don't matter.
All right.
Schulte kicking off.
So Schulte will boot this thing away. Bit of a squib kick. Going to bounce at the 20 field. Oh, the ball is live. It's going to go into the end zone.
He's lucky it went in the end zone.
It's a touchback. That ball was live up until the goal line.
Yeah, that right there was almost a...
That would have been a free six.
Free six.
Yeah.
And... I would have took that in a heartbeat, big boy.
You know what I wish? And while we were talking a little bit about rules and stuff at halftime, just off the air, I wish every league and every type of football would adopt the XFL kickoff rule. Like, XFL kickoffs are so cool. They just, there's no, like, they're not running for 45 yards and colliding into each other. It's a lot safer for the players, and it gives the return man more of an opportunity to make a play when both teams are lining up 5 yards apart from each other.
To go, yep.
So, second half underway. Quarterback in now for, it's going to be Gonzalez for Louise. He gets the snap, looks to throw over the middle, pass caught, enough for the first down, turns it upfield to the 40, about the 38-yard line before he's bumped out of bounds. They're going to get
Kimball on that
Kimball.
Receiver. Yep.
So, Tavion Kimball picking up right where he left off in this second half.
I mean, that's their bread and butter, so we're going to have to probably, my guess, we're going to have to double on him and make one of those other, even triple, and make one of the other guys beat us, because he's the only player on their team that has a legit chance of having any kind of ability of taking it to the house.
So 11:54 to go, just underway here in this third quarter. It'll be first and 10 with the ball at the 36-yard line. Hand off to Kimball. Makes one man miss on the cut. Gets to the 40. Still on his feet to the 44-yard line before he's wrapped and dropped. Nice gain for Kimball on the play of about 6. So Tavion Kimball gets his number called.
Oaks made that tackle. Yeah, you're going to see, I think, buddy, you're going to see the Kimball show this second half is a make or break. He has to touch it 90% of the time for them to have a chance to score.
Gonzalez in the shotgun. Two wideouts each way. Gonzalez. Pass is caught near the first down marker. Be about a half yard short.
Boy, it's a big red night tonight, ain't it, big boy?
It sure is. It sure is. I'm trying hard not to bounce around with joy. 11:05 left here in the third quarter. 7-0. Burton with the lead. Louise with the football. Nice drive. Third and five now for the big Louise, the big red D, trying to.
They got Beck on Kimball now.
So they're kind of running that, kind of spying on Kimball there as the play action pass caught over the middle, just enough to move the chains. Wow. It should be a first down at the 48 as Gonzalez's pass
to number seven
was Watson. So there was Watson on the reception. 10:53 left here in the third quarter, 7-0 the score. First down. Ball just on the Louise half of midfield at the 49. So Louise really doing a nice job moving the football out of the halftime break.
And they're doing it in the air.
Yep.
That was their halftime adjustment.
So Gonzalez will chuck it over screen pass right side to Watson. Watson almost wrapped up in the backfield, makes one man miss, cuts it back up towards the sideline, able to get back to the original line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Second down coming up.
Beck almost got him for a big loss and just couldn't plant that ankle.
I'll tell you what, you got to give Colby Beck all the credit in the world. That kid is an absolute warrior tonight.
Yes.
Fighting through a high ankle sprain. Those of you former athletes that have ever had a high ankle sprain, I mean, to say it's no fun is quite the understatement.
Yes, sir.
So now it's going to be second down and 11. Actually, made him lost about half a yard on the first down play. It'll be Kimball, handoff up the middle, hesitation, cross midfield to the 45 now, and Kimball gets about six on the play, maybe seven, second and four coming. Back to throw, looking to get rid of it quickly. The blitz coming, trying to set up a screen to Kimball.
And
Kimball dropped it. Fourth down and three coming your way. This will probably, Daryl, you think they're probably going to try to pull the trigger and go for this? They're going to kick it away.
Man, what I saw at the end of the first half, I have to, if I'm coaching, I punt this baby down only 7-0.
Yep.
With the turnovers we've been getting, given to them, I would have to punt it, but I think that they're going to go for it here.
Well, they're trying to make that decision now as the play clock is at 15 seconds and counting. They're going to have to hurry and figure out what they're going to do here on fourth and four, and they are going to line up and go for it. Gonzalez with five on the play clock. Kimball lined up off to his left, and a timeout on the field. So Louise has to burn a timeout. So with 8:57 to go here in the third quarter, still 7-0, fourth down and five coming up after the break. We'll take 60 seconds on KWHI.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now with the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Tonight, bringing you coverage of high school football. The Burton Panthers lead 7-0 with 8:57 to go here in the third quarter. Fourth down and four as Louise trying to go for it here to convert on fourth and four. Kimball in motion. Snap back to Gonzalez. They're going to hand it off up the middle. And short of the first down, or close to it.
No, he didn't get
it. He didn't get there.
No, he's at least 2 yards short.
That's a big-time stop on downs for the Burton Panther defense. And they give their offense the ball back. So, 8:51 left, third quarter. Drayton Oakes will come out to run the offense. So, original of the ball game here in the third quarter, which, yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense. I
yes.
mean, this is something that it really, now that we've seen this, it really feels like this was probably planned from the get-go.
You know, this first drive is crucial. Let's hand the ball off. Let's establish that line. I wonder what the Blue Zebras are talking about now.
Trying to decide between Wendy's, Whataburger, Taco Bell. What are we talking about, boys?
I think that their coach was trying to get them to do a measurement. Yeah, because I hate to tell them if they would have sent it up here to the review booth, they were way short.
Yeah, luckily Dean Blandino is currently occupied on FS1 right now.
Dean Blandino is over there on the right hand of me on the mic.
I despise Dean Blandino. I just all the rules experts on the football broadcast, I just don't like any of them.
Yeah.
They annoy me so much, mostly because I don't like rules. Yeah. You know?
So what do you think on that play?
Well, I think it's hard to establish. He didn't establish control. And shut up, Dean. You don't know what you're doing. Shut up. You're in the booth, in New York. You're not even here.
That's right.
Ugh, I am bleeding. Okay, here we go. It is first and 10 for the Big Red. Ball just on the Burton half of midfield, or the 43-yard line. It'll be Oaks under center. They're going to send Bibby in motion. Hand off to Gilman up the middle. He squirts ahead for a couple on the play. That'll bring up second down at about 8. So now with the clock running, obviously right now that running clock, your best friend if you're the Burton Panthers right now, and definitely not a bad call going back to the game manager style of play, run the football, RTDB, my friends.
That's it.
So Oaks under center with it. They're going to send Bibby in motion. They're going to hand it off up the middle.
Fumble again.
Oh, and another fumble.
He didn't.
And I think Louise jumped on it, and they sure did.
He tried to pull it out again and everything, and it just that's just not working.
Yeah, that option.
Yeah.
Great in theory, but if you can't get those exchanges down, you got to back off of it.
And that's the third one.
That is the third turnover for the Burton Panthers tonight. So the Big Red, a little bit of fumble troubles here in El Campo tonight. So Louise will take over almost as if that last drive never ended, right where they lost possession just two plays ago. Gonzalez will line up in the shotgun, trips lined up to the near side. One-on-one coverage for Kimball at the top of the screen. Here's Gonzalez back to throw, looking over the middle towards Kimball, and that is nearly intercepted.
It's a nice knockdown by Patterson.
Yeah, Patterson able to get his hand in there. Doing it on both sides of the ball tonight is the freshman. I just want to confirm, he is a freshman, right?
Very athletic.
Like, he actually is a freshman. This roster is correct, right?
It should be.
I'm pretty sure. I feel like we're about. I feel like somebody would have texted us, he's actually like 17. We're like, oh well, never mind.
You know, maybe nobody's listening to us.
Hey, you know, you never know.
And so
I know my mom is. She keeps updating me on the Husker game. 17-0 right now.
That a girl, mom.
We're doing great. Love you, mom. Love you, dad. Back home, gonna see them tomorrow. That'd be pretty neat. Second down and 10 on the incompletion from Gonzalez, intended for Kimball last play. Trips to the near side. One-on-one coverage for Kimball up top, trying to find the screen. Now Gonzalez is going to tuck it and try to run out. Now he scrambles to the right side, still on his feet, still running to the 45 and shoved out of bounds. Maybe a gain of a half yard on the play.
And number 12 on that tackle, Young.
And Christopher Young getting some pad action in there. So
third down here.
Third and call it 11 and a half. 12. Call it third and 12. As you can hear our neighbors saying, "Watch the screen," which is a great point. That would be a great play call right now for Louise. Should they go that direction?
They got Kimball lined up one-on-one with Young out there on the far right.
So Kimball and Young at the top of your screen. It'll be Gonzalez in the shotgun. Oh, thank you, sir. You are a lifesaver. Here's Gonzalez out to throw. Lops one up.
Intercepted.
Short. Intercepted. Oh, what a nice play. Griffin read that one from the get-go. Thank you, sir. Read that one right from the start and was able to jump under the route.
Attaboy,
and
Brady.
Pick it off. Brady Griffin picks off Gonzalez.
Go big red or white?
We got go big red and white. Oh, I love it.
Atta baby.
My man got us both Burton colors of Gatorade.
Give my buddy Aschenbeck kudos. He got us a couple bottles of Gatorade. He knew we were talking a lot of smack up here, so had a wet in that whistle.
He says those boys' throats are like sandpaper right now. I got to get them fixed up. So with 7:50 left here in this third quarter, Burton will take over after the Brady Griffin interception. So the teams trade turnovers.
Oates back under center.
So Drayton will line up and run the offense from under center. Hand off up the middle to Gilman. Gilman breaks free to the 50, to the 45, still on his feet, but he's gang tackled at the 44-yard line across the field. Enough for the first down. So Tyrone Gilman starting to, you can hear that Jake break off in the distance. The 18-wheelers are coming, boys.
Yep. Just hand this baby straight and let's go get it.
He's the kind of, he's just running through the middle of town at 1 o'clock in the morning with the Jakes on full send, waking everybody up on his way through.
And you know what, buddy? He's fresh. He didn't carry the ball that much the first half and everything, so he's fresh. His legs are fresh.
So Oaks will line it up under center now. Gilman in the backfield along with Griffin. Handoff is to Gilman. Tyrone's going to rumble his way ahead to the 38-yard line.
Just what the doctor ordered here. 7 minutes left in this third quarter, up 7-0 and driving.
Picking up 5 yards a pop here on this drive for the Big Red. .650 and counting. 7-0 still the lead. This Panther offense has had some life breathed into it late in that second quarter.
You know, on Louis' side, they came out firing, and when you get shut down, they haven't been able to run the ball. So in the back of their mind, they're getting wore down in their mind, too.
As here's Griffin on the carry, and Brady might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage. If not, they'll lose a half yard.
Bring up third down.
So third down, call it about 6. Headed coming up next for this Big Red offense. Being led by quarterback Drayton Oaks. He started the game under center, started the third quarter under center, played the majority of the first half at quarterback. And then we got to see our first Caden Patterson sighting of the night. Understand that he did get some reps last week, got some playing time last week as well. Here's a handoff right up the gut again to Gilman. Tyrone going to try to cut it back up towards the middle. Is he close to the first down?
Got it.
He might have flopped forward for just enough on the play.
Yes, they marked first down. Move them chains.
So the chains move for the Big Red. Louise backed up in their own territory now as Burton knocking on the door of the red zone. Disappointing, Greg. 5:13 to go in the third quarter. As Burton breaks the huddle, Drayton Oaks still calling the shots on offense. Under center will line up with Griffin and Gilman in the backfield. Two wideouts to the left of the formation. Snap back.
He's back to throw. He's got him
He's
open.
He's got Drayton Oaks, throws the ball downfield, and it's broken up at the last second. That was great coverage on the play by Jaden Brown, the corner, 5'8" senior, intended receiver on the play. Darryl, did you catch who that was?
It looked like Brazier, number 10.
So Brazier downfield getting his number called. A junior.
Great call.
Out.
He had it. Yeah. Had a step.
And Drayton really dropped that right where it needed to be, too. It was a beautiful throw.
Yep.
He just got chased down by the DB. So
that was huge right there, though, to open that up. Now Tyrone right here, that they have to respect a little bit. So that ought to give him a half a step more. Are we going
Oaks
again?
Is going to throw again. He rolls out to the right side. Now he sets his feet. That was a bad pass, and it's picked off. Oaks tried to force that one, and looked like that was Kimball on the interception. Picks it off, and that will set up Louise at the 35-yard line. Right there, you don't want to take a sack, but at the same time.
Turn it upfield.
Can't just loft one like that and throw it up for grabs, and it gets picked off by Kimball. So, 4:44 left, and Darrell, I don't know if you, what do you think on that back-to-back pass plays called?
Yes,
down?
I mean, I like the thought. Rolling away, it's hard when you're rolling and have to throw against your body in any deal. A lot of teams do it. Now they've gone back to the full house backfield, and big number one is
Kimball.
Driving.
Kimball just drug the whole pile to midfield after the ball was at the 36, giving 14 on the carry, enough to move the chains. So Kimball doing work out of the backfield after giving his team the ball back on the interception just one play previous.
That was a gift.
So Gonzalez will break the huddle. Louise with the football at the 50-yard line. Under center. Hands it off.
Same play.
Here's Kimball. Tries to cut it up the middle and picks up about 3 on the play. Second and 7 coming up. So with 3:57 and counting here in the third quarter. Still 7-0. Defensively here, I mean, it's been pretty solid this entire ball game for Burton, but especially here in the second half. Starting to see Kimball try to establish some of that run game.
Yeah, they're going to ride their horse here, buddy. He's their gamer.
Gonzalez back
to
throw.
He's wide open, too.
And they got Kimball open. He's caught it at the 40 to the 35 to the 30, racing up the far sideline, pushed out of bounds at about the 35. They're going to mark him actually at the 30. So Kimball on the reception, able to make some hay and pick up the first down. So really, at the end of the day, I'm really trying hard to remember. That's the only guy that's done anything offensively.
No, you're totally right. And they're bringing him out. He kind of pulled a Zeke there. He wanted a tap to come out, but
might be the first snap that he's not played tonight. So Kimball on the sideline. Gonzalez will go under center. We'll see what Louise goes to in the playbook here. It's going to be a toss play to the right side. Cuts it back towards the middle of the field. And after a gain of about 9, what a nice run
number
that time.
Number 6.
For
Brown.
That was Brown. Jaden Brown. Hey. Sliding over from his wideout spot.
Real quick feet.
Yeah.
Quick feet.
That's the first carry that we've had of him tonight. And another very good athlete. A lot of good athletes on this Louise team. So second and about 1.5 or 2. Gonzalez will go under center, hand it off right up the middle. No, he's going to keep it on the play action. Rolls out
we
to
got
his
him.
Right. He's going to be wrapped up.
Fumble!
Big time sack and a fumble. And the Burton Panthers are able to recover as Tyrone Gilman.
And number 17 on that recovery, Rodriguez. Are they going to say he was throwing it?
I don't know how you can. I mean,
he threw a flag for grounding, but I sure thought that was a strip sack.
It sure looked like it. Let's hear what the crowd has to say.
I heard one bad call.
Yeah, I heard something. Them boys are getting pelted tonight.
Yeah. Hey, lucky it's not. We're not in Nebraska that it's snowing. They be throwing snowballs at them.
Yeah, and hot chocolates.
Yeah,
really
baby.
Give them some mixed emotions.
I don't know.
I don't know about that one, boys. So they're gonna throw the flag for grounding either way. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's a spot foul, isn't it?
They threw it for grounding.
So it should be. It's 10 yards.
And you lose the down.
And the loss of down. So that ball should actually be back about 10 more
yes,
yards.
Yes.
So I'm not sure exactly what we're – I mean, honestly, we benefited from an atrocious call in the first half. They can benefit from an atrocious call here. And when I say atrocious, it was like – it was literally a change of possession kind of call. Like
we're even now, though.
Yeah, they're even now. So they've wiped their slate clean, have the officials.
And now they brought Big Boy come back in the – in the game now.
So, in all the confusion, Kimball got a breather. And so he's going to strap it on and take the handoff or the pitch play to the left side, cuts it back up towards the middle, runs over about four different dudes, and goes down after a gain of six.
Oates and Beck.
Got all right. Tore up on that one.
All right, fourth down and about nine.
So fourth and nine, probably going to go, I would go for it here.
Yeah,
it's no man's land.
Yeah.
Might as well. Take a shot.
I'm going to have to watch them sliding him out of the backfield again like they did a while ago. If I was Burton, I would be having somebody on him that coming out of that backfield.
Mm-hmm. Fourth and 10, Gonzalez will line up under center. Gets the snap, pitch play to the right side, and they're going to run a pass play. No, it's blown up. Gilman in the backfield. The 18-wheeler. Tyrone Gilman just chucked that man all the way to Washington County.
Yes.
He spun him, threw him down.
And read it like a book.
And gives his team the football back. So Tyrone said, "Oh, you take away my last turnover, I'll just make another one."
That's it.
This one on downs, and Oaks will trot back out there to run the offense for the Big Red. .146 left here in the third quarter. Still 7-0. Burton with the lead and the football. Oaks will line up under center with Gilman in the backfield. Griffin's back there as well. Snap back to him. Pitch play around to Bibby on the left side. Carrasses the 46 up to close to midfield. There's some extracurricular activity after the whistle. Malik Bibby on the carry.
Nice run on that.
Malik's played a great game so far tonight.
Yes, he has.
Nice job taking care of the football, running hard, hitting the holes right. I mean, just dominant contact every time he gets near. He's not one to he's a lower-the-shoulder type dude.
But he could take it to the house, too.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of different players since me and you watched a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. 69 seconds and counting here in the third quarter. Oaks will line up under center now with it. Hands it off to Gilman on the trap play up the middle. Tyrone to the ball. Up to the 40. Goodbye, Tyrone Gilman.
No.
Oh, he's tracked down from behind by Kimball. But Tyrone Gilman takes it all the way down to the 15. Where did, okay, you, what was that, did he tweak something or something or other? I mean, Kimball came out of nowhere to track him down.
Yeah, Kimball he's an athlete.
Yeah, he was, gosh, what was the name of that wide receiver?
Oh,
I know who,
Metcalf.
DK Metcalf. Yeah, that was his DK Metcalf moment right there.
Yep.
For Kimball. But still.
That was huge, though, a huge run by Gilman.
About 25 yards on the carry for Tyrone.
25 seconds in this third quarter. We need to put seven on this board here.
Oaks under center, Gilman and Griffin and Bibby in the backfield. Trap play to Gilman around the right side. Up to Gilman. He's going to rumble it to about the 7-yard line inside the 10.
Offensive line is starting to put their hat on them and win that battle up front.
And that's going to be the final play of the third quarter. Second down and about four coming up to start this fourth quarter. We'll see if the Big Red can punch it into the house right after this in 60 seconds. This is Big Red Football.
If the doctor prescribed physical therapy, remember, you have the right to choose where you receive care. You don't have to wait 2 to 6 weeks to get seen. At Tradewinds Physical Therapy, you can be seen quickly and be taken care of by the best staff in the area. Try Tradewinds complimentary consultation in 48 hours or less. Don't wait. Schedule your physical therapy today and receive the care you deserve. Tradewinds Physical Therapy at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham. Or call 421-8500 for more info. Cash discounts and most major insurance accepted.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top-quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
KWHI.com tonight, high school football here from El Campo.
On a Friday night.
Having some Friday night fun in the broadcast booth. It is still 7-0. Teams have switched sides. Burton knocking on the door, though, Daryl. They're trying to push this thing in.
Yes, yeah, right here. Big boy just needs to go on and bust this baby in.
All right, well, we'll see what the call here is. Oaks is going to line up under center. It'll be Gilman on the carry, punching it up towards about the
1 yard
to the 1 yard line.
And
well, death, taxes, and laundry tonight in El Campo. About to the 1 yard line.
Let's hope that we didn't do nothing.
So I'm thinking here.
I'm going to have to say face mask, a personal foul.
Yeah, it doesn't, I mean, you're not going to, on a play like that, you're not going to see holding, so it's probably
a face mask.
Yeah.
Yep.
So half the distance to the goal.
Yeah, going to give us a ball length.
So it's basically just a matter of when, not if, at this point for Tyrone Gilman and this Panther offense. We'll see if... we'll see what the call is. You know, I think this is another one of those plays that Grandma could call, right, Daryl? Here's Oaks under center.
Ray Jaws is calling this one.
They're going to hand it off to Gilman right up the gut, and he falls forward just across the goal line for the touchdown.
A huge drive right there, huge drive.
A statement drive capped off by a Tyrone Gilman touchdown.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that will make the lead 13-7 pending the extra point here from Schulte.
Oates holding, Oschenbeck snapping, and Schulte kicking.
A 1 yard touchdown run for Big 18 in red, Tyrone Gilman. Extra point on the way. Here's the snap, high snap. The kick is up, and the kick is good.
Great job. Oates got up there and got that ball and put it down. Great job.
So with 11:36 to go in the ballgame, it's 14-0. Burton with the lead. This is Big Red Football on KWHI.
When you're ready to build your dream home, see Larry at Poppy Construction. Larry Poppy Construction specializes in residential custom homes. Call for an estimate at 277-8806 today. Larry and Ann Poppy send best wishes to the Burton football team for another great winning season. They are proud to support the Burton Panthers in their regular season play and thank the players, coaches, and parents for all their hard work this season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Panthers!
ACL Construction is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Burton football game. ACL Construction offers general contracting and carpentry for residential construction and remodeling. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 251-1232 for a new addition or a complete remodel. Is your home in need of repair? ACL Construction can make those repairs happen. Just call Andy Lampson at 251-1232 for a complete estimate. Andy and Amber Lampson, owner of ACL Construction, wish good luck to the Burton Panthers for another winning season. Go! Go Big Red.
High school football on KWHI.com tonight. Steen Erickson and Daryl Kiki alongside you for this one as the kickoff. A pooch kick is fair caught at about the 34-yard line, so that's where Louise will take over.
Number 10, Wells on that fair catch. Miss, I took way too long.
11:36 left in the ballgame. 14-0 your score as the Burton Panthers trying to close in on their third win of the season. And this defense needs to be up to the task here and keep an eye on big number one in blue.
Yeah.
So this Tavion Kimball, he's been the majority of the offense in that first half outside of a random carry here or there for Brown or Blanco. Gonzalez pitches it off to Kimball, and he's wrapped up and thrown, nearly thrown down to the backfield by Gilman. Gilman was the first one in the backfield to blow the play up. Or no, was that
number 13 came up.
That was Unger.
Yeah. Tried to tackle him high. You know, a big boy like that, you got to go low.
Yep.
And stuff, but he's still negative five. We'll take that.
So a five-yard loss on first down brings up second and 15 for this Louise offense that has struggled mightily to move the ball at times in this first second half. But they've had their moments,
yep,
especially with Tavion Kimball, but outside of that, not a lot of offense. Here's Gonzalez, gives it off on the handoff around the left side to Kimball.
Schulte got him.
Schulte stands him up and throws him onto the turf.
He's, I believe he's starting to get to that point where he's kind of laying down on them now. Our guys are wearing him down.
Getting him tired.
Yes. Nice play by Schulte there.
So Schulte able to come up with a big stop. No gain on second and 15. That'll make it third and a good old country mile, yeah, if you will.
And from a time in the game, they almost have to punt it.
Yeah.
If they don't make it here with that short field, the way we kind of took control.
Well, they broke the huddle with 7 seconds on the play clock. They got to snap this ball quickly here, does Gonzalez, and he'll do that with 3 on the play clock. Rolls out to his left side. Pressure falls on the ground. The ball is loose.
Pick it up.
Gilman is
going to
take it in the end zone.
Uh-oh.
At the 15, 10, 5, and he's punched it from behind. Every cover in the end zone. It's a touchdown for the Panthers.
Number 12.
So that's Christopher Young on the recovery. So let's recap. Gonzalez caught the snap in the shotgun, tried to roll out to his right side, was chased down, had the ball knocked out from behind. Tyrone Gilman picked it up, tried to run it in, had it poked out of his hands from behind. The ball bounced into the end zone where Christopher Young was the man. Johnny on the spot, able to jump on it in the end zone. And just like that, Daryl Kiki, it is 20 to nothing.
Go Big Red.
Right you are, Ken. 9:41 left in the ball game. The snap on the extra point. The kick is no good.
A little bit low on that snap on that one.
Missed it wide right. So 20 to nothing. Burton will kick it off to Louise next. You're listening to Big Red Football on KWHI.
Hi, I'm Darren Hullum, the pastor at St. John's United Church of Christ. I want to invite you to join us this Sunday for worship and fellowship. We're located at 516 Colorado Street in Burton. We have two worship services each Sunday. Contemporary worship starts at 8 a.m. for you early risers, and traditional worship begins at 10 o'clock. We offer Sunday school for all ages, a nursery and children's church for the older kids. Check us out on the web and come visit us this Sunday at either of our services. And go Panthers!
Go Fight Win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud to be a longtime supporter of the Panther football team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work and dedication you all provide throughout the year. The Burton Chamber of Commerce would like to take a moment and encourage the community to shop and look local. For more info, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in this football season. Make us proud, Panthers.
Well, my, how the, what do they say, the turntables. 9:41 left in the ballgame as Burton will kick it off here. A pooch kick, and it's fielded at the 17-yard line by Gonzalez. He's wrapped up and dropped at the 22. 20 to nothing on the fumble recovery for a touchdown for Burton. So a team that was kind of plagued by turnovers in the first half capitalizes and scores 6 on 1 in the second half.
Yes. Gilman and Young on that tackle. I mean, obviously these kick returners don't understand that's a live ball, because
yeah,
that cat almost didn't pick it up either.
Yeah.
So if we pooch it just a little bit shorter this next time, I'm going to call it. We will recover that, baby.
Absolutely. Now, Louise is going to have to dial up some offense in a hurry here, and they're
And by the way, I just want to acknowledge and say this on the air. Good for Chris Young, able to get that touchdown on the fumble recovery. The transfer coming into this team this season has been a very big part of both sides of the ball for this Burton bunch, but hasn't really gotten the benefit on the stat sheet for the most part. Timeout on the field or a stoppage here, and it will be a Louise timeout. So we'll take it with them. 9:37 to go in the ball game. 20-0 the score. We'll take it. 60-second timeout. Be back right after this. This is Big Red Football.
When you need a home or barn pad, call Baker's Ag Service at 979-277-4435. Baker's Ag Service has been in business over 30 years and offers quality ag services including building pads, dozer work, and demolition. They are also fully insured. When your farm or ranch needs attention, call Baker's Ag Service at 979-277-4435 or email them at boekeragservice@gmail.com.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports Burton ISD and the Panther football team. They'd like to salute the football team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information, call 979-451-3441. Go Panthers, win! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Well, the first down pass of this first play of this drive for Louise was incomplete as Gonzalez missed his man over the middle. The ball falls incomplete, 2nd and 10 out of the timeout. We have 9:34 to go in the ball game. So this one pretty much in terms of... there's still 9 minutes left, but just to give you an idea of just how quickly high school football it moves when you have a team that just wants to run the ball.
Yeah.
There's a college football game that just went into halftime that kicked off at the exact same time we did.
Yeah, but see, college, they're not as smart as high school.
Well, and they got to give Dean Blandino at least 20 minutes of TV time. It's in his Fox contract. All right, here's Gonzalez, gets the shotgun snap, looks out to his left, airs it out down the near sideline, and pass falls incomplete. As you really make an argument there for pass interference. I don't think you probably throw that flag here.
I think the hometown fans are hollering that maybe a little bit of
OPI.
Necessary roughness at the end. Yeah. And stuff, but
I mean, you could make a case it was OPI just because he was within. There was a catchable ball.
Yeah.
The defender, the Burton defender on the play, that was Oaks in coverage that time.
Yeah. Or,
excuse me, that was Bibby in coverage. So, 9:28 left, 3rd down and 10 on 2 quick incompletions for Gonzalez. He'll line it up in the shotgun, empty backfield. Now it's going to put Kimball in motion. They're going to give it to him on the jet. Tyrone Gilman, good night.
Yes,
Tavion Kimball. Tyrone Gilman says, see you later.
Yeah, take a seat, big boy. I am the man on this field.
4th down and about, we'll call it 20 coming up. That was a big loss on the play. A 9-yard loss on 3rd and 10.
Yeah.
And I think at this point you just got to punt this one away with 9 minutes left in the ball game.
You know, they take a long time on for him to get that ball off. I could see another block here for a 6.
I think you bring the house on this on this punt coverage. There's one thing about this Panther team that
it's
a bad snap. The snap is
kick it out of the end zone, buddy. Look at this.
I can't
get
believe
the ball.
That's a touchdown. That's going to be a
ball.
Burton touchdown.
Yes.
That was what just happened? Okay, let's recap. That was the most confusing, odd play I've ever seen in my life. Here's what happened. The punter was standing on his own, 2-yard line. The snap was wide to his right. It bounced into the back of the end zone, and he just stood over it and looked at it.
Yes. Never.
And Burton, who was that that recovered? Was it Griffin?
I think it was either Griffin or either it might have been 12 again, Houston.
Either way, it's 6 points for the Panthers, and now they're up 26-0. And you called that one from a mile away. You saw that coming down the street yesterday on a rocket bike, my friend.
But, I mean, like I told you.
And the extra point on the way is
good.
Got it, 27-0.
Wow.
All right, so we're going to keep it here to recap that. So the punt, so Burton doesn't necessarily bring any extra pressure on the punt coverage. It was just a bad snap. The snap goes wide right. The punter, he had a couple options. I mean, at that point, just like you either lay on it, you take a safety, you kick it off the ground out of the end zone, and you're going to give him the ball at like the 4-yard line, or you kick it out of the back of the end zone and take the safety. Yeah. But he just stood over the top of it and looked at it, and before you know it, all the white jerseys are pouncing on it, and it's a touchdown.
I mean, he just stood there, and our one guy also stood there and looked at him too.
Yeah.
You know, so it was two brain freezes. I could go the opposite way, but I'm going to be nice on the radio. Brain freezes on all of them. You know,
dude, I'm not going to lie. That made my brain freeze. So I think there was a glitch in the simulation there for just a few seconds. I think everyone was just like,
you know, if I'm their special teams coach, I'd be worried about getting my pink slip tomorrow. Because good God Almighty, if you pooch kick this game, right here's another call. You pooch kick this thing, we get the ball right back.
Yeah, we'll see what they do here as the pooch kick does end up being fair caught at the 29-yard line. So that's where Louise will take over. Darryl, only about 90 seconds have come off the clock in game time, and that's two touchdowns.
Yeah. I believe, you know, they might as well just go on and start running the ball and get the clock over so they can go back to Louise.
Yeah, they are up the road about 10, 15 minutes down the road. A home game away from home for the Hornets tonight. The field yesterday received quite a bit of rainfall. And from talking to you and a couple other folks today, apparently they have, what do we call them, like airplane-sized mosquitoes in Louise?
Yes, we would need a lot of smoke bombs to keep mosquitoes off of you if we were down there. But it is the best I can tell you, it is in a swamp.
Gonzalez will pitch it out to Kimball on the left side, and it looks like
legal procedure.
I think we're going to get a false start and back them up. Back them up five. So the wheels have fallen off the bus. They are not going round and round. They have fallen completely off the bus. And with 8:34 to go, Burton, really in the last 90 seconds of game time, has blown this thing wide open.
Yeah.
But that's the thing I've always loved about Burton football in the last year's games and this year, getting to watch this team. And it all is from the top down. It's how they're coached. This is a team that... it doesn't matter what the talent level is. If they get up on you, their mentality is they're going to step on your throat and they're not going to stop.
They're going to make you like it.
Yup. And I just wish another Big Red team would start doing that, but they aren't. 8:34 left in the game is another whistle. We'll stop this play.
Delay of the game coming out of a penalty?
A delay?
Oh, my. They need to keep the clock running here because this is about ugly.
Is Scott Frost over there?
Easy now. Easy.
Sorry, Scotch Frost. Scotch. 8:33 left in the ball game.
Mama going to be calling you back. That might have been her favorite coach.
No. No, he's the black sheep of our little corn state now. He didn't do very many good things for us. That was a common problem.
Is he even in the game anymore?
I don't think he's coaching. I know he's getting paid. Gonzalez gets the snap, hands it off right at the gut to Kimball, or rather that's Brown on the carry. But no, he's not anymore from what I can tell.
Oates and Schulte on that tackle.
So it's always good. We've been calling Schulte's name a lot defensively. Yep. It's really good when your big guy in the middle on the line is getting a lot of action on the tackle. 8:09 and counting, 27-0. The Big Red have blown this thing wide open in the last couple of minutes of game time this evening from El Campo High School. It does kind of feels like a Burton home game, you know. It's the Red Stadium.
Right away when we walked up and I saw the Big Red on the fence, I'm just saying.
He called it. Kimball on the carrier on the left side. Kimball's going to get stood up and drop. No gain on the play. A gang tackle. The whole right side of that Burton defense converged on Tavion Kimball and brings him down for no gain. Third down and a country mile coming up.
Griffin and Casas on that tackle.
.720 and counting in the fourth quarter.
Dang. Nice. 7-11 and counting. As 15 seconds on the play clock. As it looks like Louise is trying to take some time here as Gonzalez will line up under center. He's going to pitch it or hand it off around the left
side. Holding on that play.
There's a big-time hold, no call. And after a gain of about three.
Beck and Bibby on that tackle.
They bring Brown down for a gain of about two. Fourth down and all of it coming up about 15.
Yeah, let's see if he's going to just let it flop back there again. We got Patterson going back. That could be exciting if he gets his hands on the ball on this punt return.
So 6:20 left in the fourth quarter. Punt formation here for Louise. A good snap this time and a pretty decent kick. Spirals and lands at about the 40-yard line. It takes a Louise bounce. Pretty good kick.
Yeah.
Down to the little market at about the 34. So Burton really right here, Darryl, can run the ball and
yeah.
chew some clock
yeah.
here. And
you just want to run, and if you score, it's a bonus.
RTDB.
But I'm just telling you, the body language on that blue and gold team is pretty knocked in the dirt.
Oh, yeah. And that sucks because I've been on that side of it,
yeah.
too. You know, it's so funny from two different schools.
Yeah.
I've been on both sides of this
yeah.
exact night where,
yeah.
you know, in the first half of my basketball career, I was on their side of it, just getting absolutely murdered. And so now with 6:06 to go in the ball game, we're seeing our second sighting of freshman quarterback Caden Patterson. So
yeah.
Patterson,
and we got Young in the backfield right behind him.
So Christopher Young and Caden Patterson will line up in the backfield. Patterson gets the snap out of the shotgun, pulls it down. Quarterback draw, designed run to the left. Spin move. Oh, good Lord Almighty. He's got some moves on him, doesn't he? Down to the 39-yard line. Like, you know, in Madden, like his controller
yeah.
disconnected for
yeah.
a second, and then he hit him with the spin move.
Yeah.
Update from the hardest working sports broadcaster in the business, Doug Brown, says that Brenham is leading Montgomery 33-0
oh, wow.
with 11:10 left in the third quarter.
And we better send it back to him on ours.
Yeah.
27.
Yep, I just texted him. I said, well, Burton's taking care of business. We might have a double. We have a Washington County shutout.
Hey,
yep.
That would be a sweet night.
So the Washington County team's putting the work in tonight. A combined score. As we'll have a flag pre-snap penalty here. Look like maybe a false start against the Big Red.
60-0 in Burton, Matt.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking
You were counting on your hands and your toes, wasn't you, buddy?
Well, I was thinking I was going to add in Nebraska in there too with the Big Red thing.
They're and shutting out too.
Dean's teams of interest. No, they gave up a touchdown.
See,
of course they did.
You can't count them in the Big Red machine if they gave up a touchdown. We're talking goose eggs.
Yeah, they gave up a lot of touchdowns this year, especially last week.
Chingo. Michigan,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, Michigan had a...
Just saying.
It was Michigan soap scrimmage at Memorial Stadium. All right, here's Patterson directing the offense. Trips to the top of the screen on the left of the formation. Here's a handoff to Young up the middle. Chris Young will dive his way up to the 39 after...
Nice hard run right there.
Getting back the penalty yardage, 440 and counting in the fourth. I'll tell you what, we've definitely seen, this is like a completely different team than what we saw
yeah,
in Schulenburg.
100%.
A couple weeks ago.
But like we talked, young team, new players, new positions, takes a little time. That gives a credit to this coaching staff. They have worked with these guys. They kept that mentality of, we will not lose your Burton Panther. That's a legal procedure on
yeah,
12.
That'll be Young on the false start. Did not get reset. So they're 5 yards back, and they'll repeat third down. So third and five turns into third and 10. We'll see what...
A little bit more room for Levin to juke.
Yeah, give them a little more,
yeah,
a little more green grass. And,
yeah,
just spam Y on the controller. I think that's what spin was. I don't know. It's been like a decade since I've played any video game. Let's be honest. 3:53 left in the ball game. 27-0. Burton with the lead and the football. Patterson in at quarterback. Hands it off to Young up the middle. Young breaks one tackle. Almost sprung that one to regain the penalty yardage, but still short of the first down. So that'll bring up fourth and six for the Big Red.
Second punt of the night.
Only two punts and 27 points on the board is not a bad outing.
Not a bad night. No. Is that number two back for him?
Sure looks that way. I was like looking right at the wall.
Sorry, but you should be able to see through that.
I can see a lot better out the door. We got the door wide open. Makes it a lot easier to see through. Here's the kick. It's a high kick. It's going to bounce out of bounds at the 35-yard line. So a decent punt, and that's where Louis will take over at their own 36-yard line with just 2:54 to go in the ball game here from El Campo High School. Tonight, Big Red football on KWHI.com. Did you miss?
Yes, I can't play basketball, big boy. I ain't like you. I can't dunk the ball every time. Just saying.
Man, I can't either anymore.
Everybody ain't blessed to be 7 foot.
My brain says I can still dunk, but my knees, my back, and my waistline say otherwise.
Yeah, right.
I'm a sneaky fat. that's why I wear baggy shirts. I don't want anybody to know.
Hey. You got to get a little winter coat on, buddy. It's coming up, and you're flying back, you know.
It's going to be 32 degrees tomorrow night back home.
Mama, you better have some fire in the fireplace when my boy gets there.
Gonzalez gets the snap, hands it off, and he is absolutely thrilled. Blanco on the carry, and give it up for Ruben Rodriguez, the freshman in on the TFL. This Burton defense has been, I don't think they've allowed in this fourth quarter a positive play.
No.
It was defense, special teams, and defense in this fourth quarter that blew the game open for the Big Red. But with 2:26 to go, they are just a couple of minutes and change away from their third win of the season.
And a positive momentum.
Yep.
I mean, tonight they can build off of this in so many different directions. Good night.
Got a lot more of those younger guys out there for the Big Red on this series. Gonzalez in the gun, gets the snap, throws a screen pass out to the left side of the field. It's blown up immediately. In on the stop that time. He broke the tackle to the 35, to the 40, and then pushed out of bounds. I thought they blew the play dead. They had, that was Unger on the stop. Yep. They had him stood up at the 40, or at the 30, and then he was just kind of standing there.
That's twice he's gone up high to try to make a tackle. And
thought they'd blow that play dead, but they let him play it out. And,
but you know what? That clock ought to...
It keeps running. It should start running here. They forced him out of bounds. So.
That's right.
Still 1:54 to go in the game. 27-0 your score is the Big Red. Just about 2 minutes away from a victory here tonight in El Campo. They'll line up for first and 10 at the 40. Gonzalez back to throw. Goes deep down the far sideline. Ooh, almost caught that thing.
Nice coverage, though.
That was Blanco.
Nice coverage by Bibby.
So Malik Bibby down in coverage on the far sideline, able to break that pass up. Clock will stop with 1:49 to go. Second and 10. Or excuse me, fourth down now and about seven. They didn't give him... on that previous play, they didn't give him the first down.
I gotcha.
So fourth and about six here for this Louise offense. Try to convert and keep this their drive alive.
We might as well, just for grins, ought to just pick six in here.
Darryl's trying to manifest another touchdown. Gonzalez back to throw, pumps, throws down the far sideline, passes, nearly intercepted. Darryl just about called that one.
But, you know, that was good defense because... Now we get the ball all the way back down here.
So now I probably line it up, run this thing a couple of times, and Coach Hody and the boys will take this one to the house with 1:43 to go. They don't necessarily need a first down here. Unless, I don't know how many timeouts does Louise have. By my count, they're out of timeouts.
Yeah. Nice deal
they've
here.
They've got one timeout left. Okay.
Coach is putting all the little young cats getting to play in there.
We've got to call some names we normally don't get to call.
Number 4, Mark Odom's in there.
We're going to bring...
Tyrone's out there begging to go in, but... Coach said, go take a seat, buddy. Your day's over.
Tyrone says, man, I just wanted to get – he did end up getting that one, but a very tough game for him tonight. He brought the lunch pail
to
Will Campo tonight. Got the sleeves rolled up and went to work. So Burton will
– should be all size defense.
So in the victory formation, we'll see if – Louise will stop the clock, and they choose not to use the timeout. Oops, sorry.
Good job, Taylor.
No, 1:27 left and counting. Burton Panthers in the victory formation. They will improve Darrell to 3-4 on the season, and this really kind of changes the mood around the
hole. Good job, Jamie. You too. This is so encouraging and everything exciting. To see that there's a bunch of wrinkles that we saw tonight that, you know, teams better worry. Behind the back in the bucket. This used to play for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, he tells me.
Right.
In his younger days.
He got dunked on at Nebraska basketball camp is what he did.
Thinks he's Larry Bird.
Man, I am Larry Bird.
Himself, he want to fade away with one foot back in the trash can.
I'm one mullet and a Ford Bronco away from being Larry Bird. Are you kidding me?
See? don't talk about my favorite player unless you're being positive about it.
I love me some Larry Bird. All right. Well, one more kneel down, and this thing is toast. Your final score tonight, 27-0. The Burton Panthers victorious on the road tonight in El Campo, taking down Louise 27-0. The shutout stands, and the Panthers get their third win of the season. We'll be back with postgame right after this. This is Big Red Football on KWHI.
When you're ready to build your dream home, see Larry at Poppy Construction. Larry Poppy Construction specializes in residential custom homes. Call for an estimate at 277-8806 today. Larry and Ann Poppy send best wishes to the Burton football team for another great winning season. They are proud to support the Burton Panthers in their regular season play and thank the players, coaches, and parents for all their hard work this season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Panthers!
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Burton Panthers football team this season. We know our boys will bounce back from last year to take their place in the postseason. We wish our Panthers a swift and safe victory this fall. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
Our love of sports begins in our hometown. Win or lose, we love to compete and play another day. Our team here at Citizens State Bank supports our hometown team. Our playbook is simple. Offer big bank products and services with the personal touch that only CSB can deliver. Be sure to come out and cheer on our Burton Panthers and Snook Blue Jays. Citizens State Bank. Local people making local decisions. Member FDIC.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Burton Panthers football team.
and is pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Panther football game. The owners at Kiki Eggs Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocer or convenience store and finer food markets. Good luck to the Burton Panthers. Go Big Red!
Hi, I'm Darren Hullum, the pastor at St. John's United Church of Christ. I want to invite you to join us this Sunday for worship and fellowship. We're located at 516 Colorado Street in Burton. We have two worship services each Sunday. Contemporary worship starts at 8 a.m. for you early risers, and traditional worship begins at 10 o'clock. We offer Sunday school for all ages, a nursery and children's church for the older kids. Check us out on the web and come visit us this Sunday at either of our services. And go Panthers!
KWHI.com tonight, the home of Burton Big Red football, as the Panthers take home a 27-0 dominating victory here tonight in El Campo at the hands of Louise. It was all defense and special teams in that second half, and really throughout the whole game.
Yeah, it started out a little sloppy on the turnovers, trying to put the new wrinkle in there with the option, which it did work. And stuff, but then we had trouble on pulling the ball back out, and we turned it over three times on that. And then we got to see the excitement of Patterson right before half. Then we came back the second half to our normal, let's Tyrone this baby and let's finish it. And then we got the brain freezes from
the punter
on just looking at the ball. And a gift, if you want to call it that, and you always take that gift.
Well, 13 points on the board, that one of them was a special teams error that resulted in a touchdown, and the other one was another special teams error that resulted in a fumble, and then it was a forced fumble that was recovered in the end zone by Burton.
And then, like you said, just total dominance on the defense. Once number one for them got tired, kind of took him out the ball game. He lost all of his 1-2.
Yeah, and that's nothing against Tavion.
No,
because I mean that kid is a baller. Bro had to carry the whole team. His back hurts.
Yeah, his back definitely hurts. He has to wear a back brace. But and that's the bad part when you're one dimensional.
Yeah.
And they tried to throw it, and most of them were ducks. Yeah. And everything, but. Man, if you're a Burton Panther fan and if you're listening, if you couldn't feel the excitement in mine and your voice, if you were here, the excitement of, building right now, man, if I'm starting to say we got to play Burton next week, I don't know who we go to next week, whether it be Somerville or who. I'd be thinking, man, oh, man, this red machine is starting to get in playoff mode. And just the crispness of the offense from not running the players in has really improved this team. You can see it on these young kids, the fans, everybody's going down to give them hugs. The smiles, Schulte and all of them coming down, and just the big smiles on their faces. Priceless, man. Can't say enough of the job that these coaches do every year. The guys step up and have them ready to go when it's time to go.
Well, for next up for this Burton Panther bunch on the 13th, they're taking on Snook, and then it will be Somerville to close out the regular season for the Burton Panthers. A big win tonight over Louise. Your final score once again, 27-0, as the Big Red shut out Louise. He's on the road tonight, and they will take a world of the regular season. For Darryl Kiki, I'm Dean Erickson saying so long tonight. We're going to send it back to the studio in just a few moments. And we'll take our final break, and then we'll send it back to the KWHI studio.
Mike Glenn, right General Sales Manager here at Appleport and Monday at Brenham. Times have definitely changed in my 25 years here, but something that hasn't changed is our commitment and service to our customers. So come see me and my team for the great customer service you deserve, or visit us online at appleford.com or hyundaiofbrenham.com, or give us a call at 979-836-3659, 979-836-3659.
Hi, this is Burton Varsity Cheer. I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm Co-Captain Allie Biggs.
I'm Madeline Dixon.
And I'm Emily Griffith.
Ready? B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go, Burton. B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go, Burton. We want to wish the 2023 Burton Varsity Football Team an amazing season.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Fall is here, but the fun doesn't stop at Bluebell Aquatic Center. Registration for fall swim lessons begins October 9th. Catch some catfish at Kids Gone Fishing on October 21st, starting at 8:30 a.m. Swim Lessons and Water Babies meets Mondays, starting October 23rd, and Wednesdays, starting October 25th. And get ready for a spooky time with the Brenham Boo Bash on October 31st from 6 to 8. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962. Located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal for slaughter, processing, cut, and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing or visit them at 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4:30, and Saturday from 8 until noon. Burton Meat Processing wishes good luck to the Burton Panthers on this football season.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Panthers football team a great season. Go Panthers!
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Burton football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Panther football team in their 2023 season.
This broadcast of the Burton Panther football game was brought to you by Collier Construction, St. John's United Church of Christ, Kiki Egg Farm, Burton Friends and Neighbors, J&J Packing, Baker's Ag Service, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Citizens State Bank, BBR Material, ACO Construction, Kiki's Family, Daryl, Katie and Trent, DDM Pipe and Steel, Burton Meat Processing, Mike Leonard with Apple Ford, Andrea Hollywood, Edward Jones, Glenn College, Burton Chamber of Commerce, Felder's Buy and Buy, Larry Pape Construction, Brenham National Base, Sandtown Catering, TNT Car Wash, Louisville Aquatic Center, Tradewinds Physical Therapy, LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Market Realty, and Burton ISD. The final score was Burton 27 versus Lewis 0. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.